Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Okay. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to crawl blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrum takes the radio. It can't be beat. The clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. And I guess I'll start out by saying happy Father's Day to all of the brothers out there all around the world, because, you know, this is how you guys create. You create by fathering. We create as women, definitely by, you know, by giving birth, and you guys create by fathering. So happy Father's Day to everyone out there. Glad to see you guys here in the remix, chatting and chilling. Brother Panic's going to be back. He's going to be live right here in the remix. Sorry for the mix-up in the time. I know I posted 7 Eastern Standard Time everywhere, yet the show was set for 8, but we did go ahead and correct that. So I see the chat room is filling up. Phone lines as well, which is a great thing. So you guys are definitely using your intuitive mind. So it's really, really good to have you guys in the house. We're going to put on a little bit of music. We're going to get right into the share. I want to say welcome, 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 no matter where in the world you guys are listening from. Glad to have you here, all of the international listeners. Glad to have you in the house as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in and ask some questions tonight, because we will be doing a Q&A. Brother Panic is here, and we're going to pick up where we left off on Friday night, and so he will be taking your calls tonight amongst that, and also talking about some other things as well. Also, if you're out there listening, no matter where you're listening from, and you want to come on over and come and join the chat room, you are welcome to do that as well. And let me tell you how to get here. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. The chat room is open. Feel free to come on in. If you are a guest in the forum tonight, all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up. Sign up really quick, give yourself a name, tell us who you are, come in the chat room, and the Remix family will make you feel right at home. So now, we're going to listen to a little bit of music here as we get ready to get into the share tonight, this evening, of course, with Brother Panic. And for those of you who want to reach out to Brother Panic, I'm going to give out his email address, and that's going to be for herb packs, those meditative CDs for the bath, and all of those things. You can reach him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. That's how you can reach Brother Panic. Now, as well as I have a couple of stories, I know you guys have emailed me to tell me what happened after the show Friday. Certain things happened to you guys when you heard the monkey chant, and Brother Panic's going to be speaking on that again tonight as well. I have the monkey chant, just the chant itself, and we'll play that as well. So just welcome, peace and greetings, happy Father's Day. Let's go ahead and get the show on the road. We'll be right back after this. This new board, I tell you, here we go.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Life could be a dream, if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream,
sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again. Boom, ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 dip, a bib, a dip, a dip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, knowing is all I want. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope for me to get home. Hey, dang, ding, dong, a lang, 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 a Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope for me to get boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, 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 a lang.
All right, there it is, everyone. Life is But a Dream by the Coasters. Again, want to welcome you here to the remix. Also want to give a big ashe to Clarence Clinton. He's the saxophone player that played with Bruce Springsteen. He made his transition, but life is but a dream. We're going to go ahead and welcome Brother Panic to the forum tonight. And so let's go ahead and bring him on. Peace and greetings.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Blue?
Peace, peace, Brother Panic. Glad you're here.
Yes, yes. Glad to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we are chatting and chilling.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get this down to some questions tonight.
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely. Most definitely. I see a few people with their hands up already to talk about that. And so we're chatting and chilling. Everybody's here. The remix is filling up the rooms, the phone line. So everyone's getting adjusted too. We had a little bit of shift there in the time. My apologies for that. But everyone's in the house and ready to get into chat and chill. You want to open up with something? I have the monkey chant, by the way, if you wanted to play that, just the monkey chant to sort of kind of take us in. I got a couple of emails too.
Maybe we'll get into that. We'll see how it goes. But first I'm going to talk because this weekend is a Kuan Yin weekend. Now, if anybody hasn't heard Friday's show, it's a must that you hear Friday's show. In fact, the song that we played at the beginning of the show, it kind of explains it was a scientific song and there's a reasoning behind it. And we're not going to repeat everything that I already talked about, especially when it's easy to get the archive show to find out what that's about, find out what the Monkey King is all about, what the Monkey Chant is all about, and how to benefit from it at this time. So if we have time, because we want to get to questions maybe halfway through the show, would you say, Blue?
Whenever
you're ready. Chant, just so it's archived. But ultimately, yeah. Like I said, this was an entire weekend. Friday's show was the beginning, and now we're going to pick up on questions. Now, I'm going to take questions and answers on any subject, but we are not decoding dreams. If you're going to talk about your dreams tonight, then you need to have something to say about it as opposed to asking about it. That is what a reading is for. So if you need to know the story of your dream, then you're going to have to email question number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Tonight, we're going to deal with occult metaphysical questions. It'll be nice if we can talk about what happened, some of the stuff we talked about on Friday, or even the Sunday before, because that's the energy field we're in. But for the most part, if you got a good, decent metaphysical occult question, let's get down to it. But we're going to try to stay away from the dreams tonight, if for no other reason, because you got to remember, these dreams are personal to you, but there's like at least 1,000 other people listening who want to get down to some general metaphysics or occult question, you know, question and answer. So it's a consideration thing as well. So I say we jump right into it, because last Friday we only got 2 questions in based upon rants. So
no, it was an amazing share. Record numbers always. So it was a great share. I see you guys are definitely downloading it. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call for questions for Brother Panic as well. And so so hit the number, hit the 1 once you're on the phone line, so we know you have a question for Brother Panic, and we'll begin to take your questions here. So we're going to go to the first caller, it looks like, calling in from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know I'd be the first one. I'm Kadeem from New York City. Hi.
Hey, Kadeem.
How are you guys?
All right, what up, dog?
What's going on?
Where you from in New York?
I'm from Harlem.
Harlem? Okay.
Yeah. I know Infinity from Queens and everything. I'm that guy.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. I guess my question would be based on something that you did a while back. You spoke about menstrual blood a bit. And I know
menstrual.
That, yeah, and you told us that it was the strongest magically charged item on Earth or something like that.
I'm sorry, say that again. It was the strongest
magically charged item on Earth.
Well, like, one of the strongest. I don't remember saying it's the strongest, but one of the most powerful things you could do for all the purposes that I've lined out, and probably more. Yeah, but I'm with you.
And also, I looked at something for iron, too. I know iron also has a magically charged energy as well. I guess my question would be, what do you know anything that can specifically help us with, like, antenna-based things? Like, if we want to communicate with certain things.
Absolutely. I absolutely, positively have the greatest thing you could possibly do on this planet is email me for a herb pack.
Sounds good.
But other than that was a joke, bro. Even though the herb pack will do that. That's what it's for, and it's been doing great. But if you don't have the money, and I don't even charge that much, but if you don't have it or you're looking for something free, I'm not here to pimp you like that. There's a lot of things you could do for free. Matter of fact, while I'm up, because I've been promising people this, I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. There's a vitamin, a combination. One is selenium, one is L-lysine, and I have a lot of vitamins. So, I put it to the side just for this, so we good. This is expensive shit. 30 tablets cost me $26.79, but you will find your pineal thumping. Now, what it did, and I'm being real, like I said, the herb pack is much better. The herb pack that I sell, what people think is, it's not a drug. No drugs are in it. Most drugs, what they do is they give you an experience. But what you're trying to do, as you just said, was to get that antenna open.
Uh-huh.
I've talked about the pineal gland. Actually, without use, it calcifies or it's like it's been in a coma. So to get it, those herbs are almost like a medicine to get it moving for your cause. Something else that kind of does that, and it was pretty good, L-lysine, selenium, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. I'm going to spell it. And it's spelled P-H-O SPHATIDYLSERINE complex tablets.
Wow.
And these are some brain tablets. It's pretty good. That's one thing. Meditation, everything. Primarily, that was always my whole thing, because I know I got to explain these things over again, because there's so many new people who are just starting to listen. So while I'm there, let me say, if you need to hear my old lectures, email me panicpack@hotmail.com for those, so you can catch up to speed, because everything I've talked about was about pineal activation. That's my whole shit. Pineal activation, astral traveling, lucid dreamings. I gave many techniques on meditation. That's all the free shit that you can do that I've been giving out for the longest on how to start to activate those mechanisms, which is basically based upon the pineal gland. That's your gateway to those worlds. That is your antenna along with melanin. So things like raising the kundalini, spiritual baths, all of these things, I've given out. So I would say go into some of these archives, listen to the shows, and they're all marked with what they're about, even the mentality to have for the pineal. But what's been working great for people, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to be as good as it has been, is those combinations of herbs. And what it is early when I was trying to do exactly what you just asked me, raise that antenna, spiritually, there was a combination of herbs I would put together, and I would actually smoke them. And more than just having an experience, what I noticed as I kept going, things would start to happen. Things would start to open up due to the herbs. But what would open up for me would be different from the next person or the next man or the next woman. So it kind of gives a little nourishment to your pineal, not a push, but nourishment. So I've heard it all from this now. Like if you meditate, a lot of people hear a lot of chatter in their mind. Said the herb pack cuts down the chatter. That's probably one of the biggest things. Or people, more lucid dreams, more relaxed. They lose fear. Some people even experience that their heart chakra opens up, because that is a powerful gateway that helps with the pineal. So the herb pack is the easiest thing, and it's available, but there's so many things. Email me at panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll send you free links to all the shows I've done with Miss Blue, and you'll be in whatever subject you want to deal with. All that information is there. All right?
Cool. One last quick question. What was the name of the book that you referenced with Kuan Yin? I know that you had it at the end of the show.
Oh, okay. The Way of the Bodhisattva?
Yeah.
I think that's the one. Let me get your author's name again. Let me find it and I'll put it. The Way of the Bodhisattva.
I was going to say, definitely you want to go back and download the show as well, too. And
right.
All of that is there. So if you guys miss that, you can get that from there.
That's key. That's the only reason. People used to ask me a lot of questions, and I found myself just repeating myself constantly, and that's a son of a bitch when you type in it. So I originally wanted to do two or three shows to refer people to. So now that we're way beyond that, but that's the idea. Once it's said, that's why I offered all those links for free. That's why Blue has the archives for you to study yourself. I'll give it to you because we're right here and the book is in my hand. But Blue is actually right. That's the kind of thing we're trying to inspire people to be able to not need me for nothing. Or in the help that I do give is documented already, where you can go back without me and find all of these things based upon the subject. The author spells his name SHANTIDEVA, The Way of the Bodhisattva. It's kind of a hard-written book, but still worth it, and if you go to Amazon, get it. They also recommend books like it. You can look around and see what you like as well.
Thanks for calling in. All right, so we are live chatting and chilling with Brother Panic right here live in the remix, everyone. The phone lines are open. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're international, you can also call in. You can Skype in as well. What I do need you to do is I need you to press 1 if you're on the phone line so I know that you're there with a question. The board looks a little different, so just press 1. If you press 1 already, don't press it again because then it'll take you off hold. I do want to ask you a question, Brother Panic, just to kind of get your take on this. We've kind of been talking about it in the chat room, and someone asked about these buildings in these cities appearing in China. I don't know if you heard about it. I'm sure you may be familiar with what's going on. But basically what's happening, it's a small town that's actually off of the shore of China. You can see it from, like, the shores of China. And this happened during Labor Day weekend. What happens is the mirage, they had a lot of rain that came through, which we knew about the weather, and then all of a sudden, in broad daylight, you will begin to see this whole city sort of appear out of the midst of the crowds. Now, what scientists are saying is that what is actually happening is that the mist from the steam of the rain coming down is causing this reflection to come off of the water, and the water is reflecting the skyline of the city and putting that mirage there, so it appears that it is in this place. Now, from some other researchers, this is a particular place that's been known throughout China's history, is a place where they call the dwelling place of the gods. And so they believe this particular place is a sacred place. So a lot of people in the chat room are asking, what is your take on what is really happening there?
I mean, that's easy. First thing, all that shining off the water, reflection, illusionary shit, I say it's Cradle Mutua, I would say. This is puppy cock. It's not real. Now, what we got to know is there's a lot of mythologies about ancient cities rising back up. The Titans will rise, even though so many people. What's happening is when we got broken up into dimensions, it's not your consciousness and more advanced vibratory worlds that you cannot experience with your eyes. Your DNA has also been pushed in another dimension that you cannot access. In science today, we call that junk DNA. In the movies, the X-Men, what they're calling a mutation is actually certain parts of the DNA coming back online and the superpowers coming back online. So these worlds, and they'll tell you this in the Necronomicon, are side by side with you. They'll say the monsters of the Necronomicon are side by side with you. The great old ones were, the great old ones are, and the great old ones will be. So what you have is, as we're coming into this new 2012 thing, it's the same old thing. It's the stuff we've been talking about forever. These worlds are starting to collide. You get what I'm saying? These realities are starting to collide. The greenhouse effect is global warming. They told you in third grade science, if something's warming up, then it's gaining more energy. This is what we're doing as conscious people. It ain't about how much shit we can repeat and how many and who the fuck can do the moonwalk. The mere fact that more people are just even interested in this type of thinking adds to the vibration. We the ones who are heating up the planet. You get what I'm saying? We are starting to vibrate on higher levels. See, what we've been waiting for is to fly, like, and touch motherfuckers and drain them like Rogue or Magneto. That's not really, and I brought this up before, that's not really interesting. Right. I wrote this line in my book. I don't want to be the smartest motherfucker on earth because at the end of the day, I'm still on fucking earth. So I don't want to be Magneto. I don't want to walk through walls on earth. All that means is what now? Do we go to work? Do we pay rent anymore because you can walk through walls? It becomes stupid to have that power in this system. So while we're looking for these magical powers, truthfully, these things could happen now, you know what I mean? But that's not the focus. What's happening is we are vibrating. But since the entire vibration is going up, you won't be able to tell a difference. The difference is you're starting to see cities that were always here, dimensions that were always here side by side with you. You get what I'm saying? That's where the difference comes in with the consciousness. While since everything is vibrating faster, you're not going to say, well, now my home is better and now the water tastes better. Nah, that's not it. It's gonna match up. But, I mean, there's always these stories and gateways and holes and time travel.
Everything.
I mean, shit, I repeat, get on Netflix and watch these documentaries. There is so much shit in this world that is a mystery to these motherfuckers, you need to leave them pyramids alone. That's almost nothing compared to they showed 200 sunken ancient cities. Then they showed them in the area where the mythology was, saying, nah, these ain't just stories. You get what I'm saying? They found Christian City. They found Christian City. And all that shit is shit they can't explain. They said, wait a minute, by our standard of history, by when we carbon date this hot shit, you talking to people who supposed to have been rubbing two sticks together. You get what I'm saying? To try to discover fire.
Yes.
How do they have complicated cities under these waters? And they said there's only there's 200 that they found. You get what I'm saying? Showing cities that with ancient heads, ancient Negro heads, Omac heads, you get what I'm saying? The Easter Island heads. So all of these cities, those were ancient advanced cities that when you say they sunk, they just went into the third dimension and became ruins with us. You get what I'm saying? Ruins with us. So it's the same thing. These worlds exist. When you're in this vibration, when you open up the pineal, what you're doing is accessing a higher vibration. We call them spirits. That's it. So I've seen these worlds. This is old.
Yes.
These are old shoes to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We're just starting to see them now because all of this conscious works. We're bringing this shit into reality. That's what we're doing here. So for someone to say, y'all ain't doing nothing. No, we doing something. We doing what we're supposed to be doing. Worrying about this motherfucking shit that we are trying to raise it back up is nothing. You get what I'm saying? So this story, which I didn't get into personally, is the same story. I've seen ancient worlds, ancient hieroglyphs.
Yes.
Past and present here. I've time traveled here. All that hot shit from the hot magazines of occult. I've done all of that shit. And one of my first lines here was, I did everything except have a seance. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything.
I remember that.
I tried it. I tested it, played with it, said, that was good. That was all right. That wasn't so great. Even though somebody else may find it great. So, no, these worlds and cities are here. They're side by side with us. You get what I'm saying? It's one thing that's going on. So it's starting to materialize. It's just more of that. Like I said, I'm not going to get excited about some shit that I know to be real. You know what I'm saying? No more than we are to get excited about shit like Kit Kats. You know what I'm saying? If you've never seen one of them motherfuckers, how'd they get the chocolate on the wafer? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So now, I mean, like I said, this is old hack. You know what I'm saying? I've seen ancient cities. People will call me who I barely know, or email me who I barely know. Yeah, one of them like, yo, you were showing me a city. You were showing me a crystal city. You paid this motherfucker to get me into a crystal city. All the time, I'm like, damn, I can't wait to see who the fuck I am because I'm certainly helping a lot of these motherfuckers out. I'm like, I don't really know you, but sure enough, you must have did something. And then there's people who will contact me in the spirit world. They'll tell me like, yo, I know I don't know you, but I was in your dreams. You were teaching me this. You were showing me that. You was doing this, and I don't really do that, but I thought it was interesting. And you said this, and we did that. It was a whole class of this. So it's going down. That's not with my influence, because they'll tell me, I heard you a couple of times. I've seen you around. So it ain't like they was just, oh, panic. Then of course I'm gonna be in their psyche. But these are people who barely know me for a long time with this shit from MySpace days. Right. So these worlds are real, in other words. People see them.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Ooh, and I was there. Oh, yeah. So it's starting to become our reality. That's what's happening. You get what I'm saying? I think in Japan or China, one of them, they had a picture of two suns.
They sure did.
Two suns.
I remember
that.
I
mean, these worlds are coming. They're coming together. That's adaptation. A.A. Rashad said he read a book, which is true, and you can find this stuff around that. Most worlds have two suns. The fucked up places have one sun. You get what I'm saying? So we in such a fucked up place because we have one sun. So this, even seeing two suns here, is telling you this is about realities to come. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't 2012, the movie, we all going to be drowned. This, we going to move right into this shit, you know what I'm saying, like an old man in a bathtub. And it's happening now. And it's happening based upon us wanting to know. Us staying on our grind, you know what I'm saying? Getting out of these goddamn group mentalities, these religious mentalities, and just wanting to be free. All we got, that's this willingness stuff. So that's how I have, that's what I see the most progress. Fuck what you know, what you want to know, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of what I hear is a lot of people just repeating shit that people could read for themselves. So that's not really knowing something. That's just regurgitating information. Give someone something that can help them have their own realization. And that's been happening. Exactly. And even that's the second part of that. The first part is the mere fact that someone wants something. And there's more people who want this information than I've seen ever. You know what I'm saying? That's the key.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say we almost have close to a million listeners, remix listeners, that say that they want it. So definitely. So great question. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question for Brother Panic, you can call us here. We're going to keep going to the phone lines. It looks like calling in from area code 601. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm Jamal Collins from Jackson, Mississippi.
All right.
Greetings.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm very excited to be up to be part of the show. I had been checking you out on the YouTube or whatnot. You know, I had came across this consciousness just as my search trying to, you know, I could say it began like when I was trying, like, I was down at a low spot in my life and everything like that. I was in real darkness, and I was blessed, you know. I was going to church and stuff like that, and I had got blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And then at the same time, as I started reading the Bible in the church that I was going to, it was a church called Deeper Revelation, the church I was going to, you know what I'm saying, God started revealing to me, you know, like the Psalms 82, I say, ye are gods, the children of the Most High, but y'all shall die like men. John 10:34, when Jesus was arguing with the Pharisees, and he said, doesn't it say in your law that ye are gods? And then just like Ecclesiastes, it talks about it, nothing is new under the sun. So I started researching all this stuff. So I started coming to the realization that, you know what I'm saying, that God ain't far off. It must be in me. But, you know, I just want to talk about that. When I, you know, I be trying to get into meditation, but when I pray in my spirit, it seems like I can click into the spirit realm and stuff like that, and I start interacting with God on a higher level.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know something? I'm very glad you brought that up, because that case in point of what we were talking about, there was a time, and I want everybody to listen to this closely, there was a time, if you was in that Bible, you wasn't coming out of that motherfucker. And all the same chants was up in there. You are gods. Jesus saying, nothing I can do, you can't do yourself. You know, Moses or a whole bunch of motherfuckers doing miracles. And if you was in that Bible, you couldn't come out. So you can't beat this consciousness. You hear, you have a brother who said, I was in this shit and read the actual Bible, the tool that was reformatted for my mind control, and still got up out of it. That's telling you.
Yeah.
There was a time you would never see that. Niggas would go out there waiting to tell you how much Jesus shit you supposed to be doing today. So, and I also acknowledge when you said, as you were doing your praying thing, that you started to, the spirit started talking to you and telling you, no, you can get into this shit directly. Well, I mean, I realize you're new to it, and I want you to email me for past shows. Or this same Miss Blue, she's had not just me, but hundreds of guests that talk this conscious information. You stick with it, all of those questions will be answered, because what it is, and even what you was feeling in church in terms of the Holy Ghost, was your own power. But it was orchestrated, dictated, and controlled by the guy in front of you. So when you felt the power, you just attributed it to, at that time, to Jesus or whoever they said, Elohim or whatever you want to name on it. So you was actually giving your energy out to whatever to whatever the preacher was saying that day.
I agree with that, because I know when I was praying in my spirit, it just came to me. I just saying, I am, and you are within me, and I am within you, and I know I am within you. So it started coming to me that me and God are one. I am within him, and he is with me. You know what I'm saying? So I just started looking at myself. I was like, it must be God. It must be right here in me. So I started stop looking outside of myself for God. I started when I pray, it seems, when I pray in my spirit, it seems like I edify myself, like my spirit man get built up or something like that. And I started telling me mysteries and secrets and stuff like that right there.
Exactly.
And how I just bumped across this consciousness was looking into the UFOs, because my mind just, as I started just reading the Bible, I was like, this is not all of it. Because then, like, a lie that got took up into the whirlwind, they remind me of UFOs. I was like, there's just something missing right here. And I just
what you got to do,
and this is what feels right to my spirit and my soul.
Yeah, what you got to do, just keep studying, keep sticking with it, and all those answers will come. But what you did was change the energy from outwardly to within, and that is the beginning step for consciousness. And consciousness basically is the path to self-deification. So you are definitely on your road, brother, and I'm sure you'll make it to where you need to go. It was good talking to you, bro.
Yes. And I also got that book called Oracle of the Illuminati. I just picked that up yesterday.
Yeah, excellent book by William Henry. That's a good one. And it's good for someone where you at with it, because he gets right to the point, and he, in that book, he injects the feminine principle that was shit upon all through Christianity.
Yes.
He shows you that that is the activating principle that made all the Jesuses and the Moseses and the Gilgameshes and the Haruns and the Osirises and all of the rest of that. So it's a good thing to start putting that feminine thing, because you cannot be conscious without the feminine energy. The feminine is the gateway to illumination. You talking about that macho shit, you ain't doing nothing but an informationalist.
Yes.
So that's a good book, bro. So good luck.
Thank you. I'm still listening. Thank you, though.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to continue on. Great call there. We're going to continue on. It looks like the next caller calling in from area code 510. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Damn, Blue, is that me?
You're 510. Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. How y'all doing?
All right, bro.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Reg. What's up with y'all?
Chilling, Reg. Where you from, Reg?
Yeah, I'm from Oakland, California.
Oh, okay.
Panic, you know who I am, Panic. I be on you, cuz.
Yes. You know Panic. You know him from Facebook. You probably just...
Oh, okay. Oh, what up, nigga? What's going on?
With you? Oh, nothing, man.
You shouldn't even press the one, because you already know I was going to answer your question. You just asked.
Yo, I didn't even mean to press the damn button, though. I thought
you were going to do the Panic Pack commercial again.
Panic. I don't even need no Panic Pack no more, man. That shit got me.
It
hooked me up. It hooked me up, and I'm still hooked up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. That's the point of this.
Panic, you got me fucked up. Well, these dreams, the dream world is that's my realm. That's my realm.
Yeah.
You ain't been that
excited to go to bed since, like,
been
that mom used to give you a bath. You know what I'm saying?
Since I was waiting for Christmas. You feel me?
Right. Yeah, like Christmas. You're like, oh, yeah, shit, when I get up tomorrow, there's going to be a train set under that motherfucking tree and all the rest of that. Yeah, it's that good. And that's why I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things I was talking about. Eventually, you're going to get past those herbs, because what they do their job, and then they activate you. It's not no experience. It activates you.
Exactly.
And wherever your power is, you're going to find you, and you'll be able to find yourself a little, because people tell me different things. I'm good at meditating, dreaming. I'm good at making this shit happen. I'm good at predicting the future. I'm like, shit, nigga.
Right.
Some herbs was doing. So I'm glad you did say that, because, you know, most, you know, it is not get high. You don't have like a peyote experience and
that's
be
right.
rubbing the color purple, you know what I'm saying, on some bull nipples or some shit like that. You're more confident, you're focused, and the information you get back, because the spiritual competence is the pineal gland. Technically,
right.
it's all your organs. All your organs are actually a brain. The thing we call the brain and the function of the brain is actually over the nervous system. But your organs are hold emotions, sit over emotions, like depression is your lungs, anger is the liver, and so there's ways to relieve them. And remember, even white people today will tell you, when a baby is born, there are regular cells, but then there are these specialized cells. The specialized cells become your organs. Your organs are basically the real you. Remember, you're a circle. Your arms and legs spread from that middle circle. You get what I'm saying? And head. In fact, you first turn into this lima bean type thing, which is your brain on top of your head is actually connected to your heart, which is your true brain, your true center. And we got to remember, the heart is connected to Sirius. Sirius is the center of the universe. Your heart is the center of you. Your brain connected is actually hacking off your heart. And then as it comes to the top of your head, you think that's the real you, but it's actually your ego. But your heart is the real you. So that's what the whole thing with Jesus is, sitting there with that burning heart, because now he's changed the center. When you deal with the heart chakra, you change the center of your consciousness, you get what I'm saying, to a serious center, and you shut down that shit you call your brain. And that's why when you become conscious, your brain is the biggest player hater. Oh, you ain't doing right. You know, that ain't right. You ain't going nowhere. What you doing, player? The herb pack shuts that shit down. The herb pack shuts that shit down. You get what I'm saying? Because now the heart is talking to the true brain, the pineal, and the hypothalamus and pituitary as well, those three kings, they'll say. But it's talking to the true brain now. In other words, you're getting that bitch-ass nigga called your ego out the way. You get what I'm saying? Out the way. Shut it down. So that's really the key here. And I, you know, it sounds like a sales pitch, but them motherfucking herbs do it. I cannot stress it. It does it. And there is not one motherfucker complained the next week said, my apologies. I'm focused now. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, this shit don't turn on like a faucet. You may be a little bit stuck and a little bit more than the next person. Some motherfucker smoked that shit the day one, so I was sitting on the top of my house. But everyone comes out with a story. You ain't going to get past it. It works for everybody, just like Senna makes you shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who you are. Certain things have a frequency on it. You get what I'm saying? A frequency on it. Salt absorbs. This combination works. It's all different parts of the pine. Like I said, I got it from the spirit world. And in fact, I have had it and was through with it, but the spirit came and said, give it to the people. I'm like, my first thought was that shit ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be, I thought you had to be of a certain mentality. But apparently, your motherfuckers keep surprising me because the success stories. I'm like, okay, because I thought that shit was going to last. I followed the spirit. I thought that shit was going to last for 2 months. And niggas was going to laugh me out the herb business. But, you know, everyone got to get stories. So it's good, you know what I'm saying? It's real good.
Right.
And like I said, I try to lay things down to understand what it is you're doing here. You get what I'm saying? What is you doing here? To understand that concept. And I think I did a whole show about the ego. I can't remember which one it is.
I can't remember
that
the
concept
name.
Because you remember the name, Blue?
I don't, but yes,
spiritual, was that, I think it was the human thought versus spiritual alchemy.
Spiritual alchemy.
I think it was
you
that one where I talked
show.
In depth.
Yes, and also
yeah,
in the Gnostic series, too.
And
the
Gnostic
series.
Thing, the concept of the ego. And real briefly, like I said, because I know there's a lot of new people, most people think the ego is like your attitude. Now, that is a part
yes.
of your ego. You know, of course, Puff Daddy's
right.
going to have an ego, but that's just a human ego. Now, in the
right.
occult sense, that's not what you're trying to stop. What you're trying to stop mm-hmm. is your own voice trying to tell your monkey ass what it is you can and cannot do without or this illusionary world driving your consciousness. Your consciousness comes from another place else, someplace else, which is your heart. Your ego is actually something you need, because if you were egoless, you would walk outside butt naked. Putting on a shirt is a
right.
part of your ego, because you put that one
right.
on. You get what I'm saying? The
yes.
underwear that
yes.
you wear, how you try to present yourself when you talk,
yes.
that's a part of your
yes.
ego. That's the ego's there to protect you. When you cross the street, if something startles you, you flinch. That's your ego.
Yes.
It's there to protect you. It is of this world. In the occult,
mm-hmm.
that's not the part.
Yes.
You know, I could talk all the shit I want. Fuck you, motherfucker. You ain't shit. I'm cool. But I'm not working on that part. That's my social problem. You know what I'm saying? You might say that nigga
right,
ain't shit,
right.
but that ain't got nothing to do. All that shit stays on Earth when I go to study, and that's the difference.
Yes.
If people understand that, take your study and study with your heart and do that. People's like, I want to study so I know what you know. Then I said, then you fucking up already.
Right,
I want to study because I want to teach my family. I want to study because I want to teach the
yes.
kids. I want to study because I want to save all the black people. I want to study because we need to save the
right.
mamas and the papas. That may be all
right.
well and true, but that's not a cult study. You need to say, I want to study because I want to know all the secrets up in this motherfucker. I want to know what makes what, why, and why that what is whatever. And that's
right.
a pure heart approach to this. You've got to be
yes.
pure of heart, and that's when the secrets will start to open up. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then as a side effect, you'll find that you
yes.
are teaching the babies. You are
exactly.
teaching the mothers. You are saving
yes.
a lot of motherfuckers. My goal wasn't to save no babies, but I guarantee you more babies come up to me and go, you saved me. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody who's trying to save babies,
right.
I ain't never seen them walking around with a fucking baby with a I'm saved shirt on. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even know how to save these old crooked motherfuckers anyway. You know what I'm saying? You hear that fucking music
right.
they're listening to? You know what I'm saying? They ain't got shit to do with you. You better read your child status message if you really want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So more children and people benefit, because if you become that light, people are going to see that light, and that light's going to spill all over. If you're trying to be that
yeah.
light, then you are coming from the wrong place. You're coming from your
yeah.
thought process. Your thought process says that black women need help. But shit,
yeah.
my consciousness tell me black women are the greatest thing in existence. Depends
exactly.
on how you want to look at it. You get what I'm saying? Depends on how you want to look
yeah.
at it. Everything comes out of their DNA. So it depends on how you want to look at it. If you're a studier, you get to see that side of the story and know that side will dominate all. And remember, humanity is an illusion. But they're doing this, and they're taking out your uterus. No, and I explained this in detail. On a human level, that is the most terrible thing anyone
yes.
would think of.
So
but
true.
It is a process. It has it, even if you don't understand, there's an end. If you are saying who you say you are, then you must believe
right.
in who you say you are and understand we can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? You
that's
ain't
going right.
to say you El-Bay, El-ISIS Almighty, that all of a sudden, but they doing this to us. You just contradicted yourself. If they doing this,
right.
it's only because we allow it. You get what I'm saying? And even we don't
yeah.
even understand it with our human mind, we understand it spiritually because we believe in ourselves enough. We know, we've studied enough, not that even goes beyond belief. It goes into what you know. I believe in
right.
what I know. I believe in what I know. And that's the key. You got to be the knower. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The knower.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once you start to know, you know. No. That looks terrible. It does look terrible. But there's something greater behind that that's happening. Now, I've explained it. It's alchemy. You get what I'm saying? Pressure makes the diamond.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So you can go into detail, and I know it looks terrible. Looks terrible to me. You know what I'm saying? If I see an old lady fall down the stairs, I'm not going to go, that's alchemy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a helper.
Right.
I'm gonna be like, wow, you know, this is sad. But understand, when I'm in the mirror and go, you know something? Now I need to read this book to save all the old ladies. That's where I fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if I'm going to say, well, you know, I helped the old lady. I did this. Because my purpose or spiritual purpose at that time was maybe to make her a bologna sandwich. So there's no problem with that. Do what you need to do from your – but say, I would do that from my heart, not for nobody, not for a photo opportunity. You get what I'm saying? And usually that's what a lot of people are doing. Consciousness for a photo opportunity. You get what I'm saying? So when I see that, just knowing what I know and not even having to prove that to nobody, I just sit there and go, that person hasn't dug into themselves. They're busy – the same way that brother from the church said – see, remember, that's a sickness. To take that God aspect out of you and make you worship something that you feel is outside of yourself, i.e. this white made-up Jesus. So we still, even when we get into consciousness, think it's outside of ourselves. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everything I see is from that sickness, always trying to put up a status message. New pictures of your new fancy aunt. It's not nothing wrong with that in a big way, but on a certain level, you can look at that and say, well, that kind of says something. You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
it kind of says something.
Yes,
you may be proud of your aunt, and it may just be as simple as that. But all I would say is, from the occult perspective, as much as I see that, some looks a little bit fishy in the fish tank. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's not up to me to judge. It's up to you to take an introspective look at yourself and see, what are you in this for? You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
And your intentions may be pure, and you never have to tell or prove to me, but that's something to think about. It's something that I had to consciously think about. You get what I'm saying? So that's really important. Right.
Yeah, I constantly think about it, but I can definitely bear witness to that when you come in with pure of heart, when you focus on that for yourself, it was really all about what I needed to know for me and truly wanting to know that with no other expectations, agendas. I was happy when I did the show if I could go back and listen to my own self when I first started almost 9 years ago. So, yeah, very powerful.
And that's the key. That's one of the things that made me hang out with Ms. Blue, because she was about, I just want to know. Not just like, she wasn't about, well, could you say that? Wow, that was hot. Could you say it on my show now? I'm like, what? You know, because people did that. If somebody caught me right, Bobby gave the person my number. I was sleeping. Called me. So he never did that before. Person had a show, and boom, caught me right. I hit him with 4 hours of information. Blah 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 blah. Motherfucker was like, "Oh my god!"
Like,
and this was before anybody really heard me speak. I used to do regular lectures before, but actually, I stopped to study. I said, "Nah. Me sitting here in front of this shit, knowing half shit is corny. I'm going to study. I don't give a fuck about lecturing." So that was when I started to take an introspective look at myself. I don't need to spit this out. I need to know it.
Right.
So nobody really heard me talk, but me and Bobby got so cool, we would have so many conversations while I was studying. He would say my name a lot as he lectured. Well, me and Panic was talking, or I sent that to Panic, or this and that. So people started to go, who's – and I know it was from Bobby, because I used to say on tape, don't call me Brother Panic. I don't know you motherfuckers. Call me Panic, because I was Panic in the hood. So niggas would say,
what's the panic?
What's the panic? I'm like, nigga, fuck all that. Yeah, Blue was like, well, we'll tell that after this. But ultimately, people would say, you're Panic? I'm like, yeah, I'm Panic. Brother Panic? So I was like, so whenever they said that Brother Panic, actually, it was Shabazz who started that. Bobby picked up on it. But Bobby would actually say, the Brother Panic. He would say, the Brother Panic, the Brother Panic. And niggas start saying, Brother Panic. I was like, nigga, I went on a whole campaign on tape to drop the brother from my shit. Shabazz used to put out my tapes with Brother Panic. I said, don't take that brother shit off. That shit sounds so corny, kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to come out in a fucking dashiki and lotion and all that kind of shit. I am, hello, I am Brother Panic. Let me work on your chakras and all this shit. So now, so Bobby knew that too. He used to watch him, and we used to bug out. Don't call me Brother Panic, just laugh. And, but he would say the Brother Panic, because if you say panic, people would say, like Blue said, what the fuck is a panic? So he had to make it clear I was an individual. And niggas would say, Brother Panic, Brother Panic, Brother Panic, Brother Panic. So that's how they knew me, because Bobby would always say, me and the Brother Panic was doing this, blah, 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 blah. So nobody's really heard me talk. At this point, I didn't do any shows. I was just studying. I was deep in the research. This person called Bobby just said, nah, I think it's time that you talk a little bit. I was like, nah, nah. He said, nah, you know, he wasn't pushing, but he was like, eh, you could talk a little bit. In fact, it was Blue Show. He was on Blue Show, and I was in the chat room. Yeah. I didn't know there was such a thing. And she put me on the phone to ask a question. He said, oh, is that Panic? I said, wait a minute, I'll be right back. I'm going to charge my phone. It just left me on the phone with Blue. I was a stuttering. I don't even think he knew I was stuttering. I was like, I answered some shit about some dreams. And I knew he did that shit on purpose to be funny. Long story short, nobody heard me talking to, so I talked to this person like 4 hours. Because anybody who got my number at that time, they would get an earful. Nah, that's especially back then. I was deep in the research. So everything was everything. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do your show. The next day they called me and said, I had a dream. Horace said, we should do a show every week. I said, okay, I hear you. I said, after all of that shit I said to you, that was your dream? So you can see this shit was about making the show hot. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Making the show hot. So then I did maybe a couple of shows of people that I knew just because I was getting all these questions. But everybody was getting turned down. Blue came. She came with that real shit. I said, okay, I hear that. I got to do what I got to do. She came with dreams. I was there, and the lecturers was there. And she came with some shit that I knew she couldn't bullshit with. She said, because the only reason I talked to her, because Bobby's like, yo, hook up the show. I'm about to do a show. I said, all right, give him my number. We'll talk about the show.
That's how I got on Facebook, because you was like, you need to get on Facebook. Remember?
Oh, really? Nah, I don't even remember.
I wasn't on Facebook, and you said, you need to get on Facebook so I can – you was like, I'm going to send you Bobby's information on Facebook.
Right, that's
and
right,
I was
that's
like,
right.
I'm not on Facebook, and you was like, you ain't on Facebook.
Right, I do remember that. Yeah, now I remember that. Now, but this was the funny shit. She told Bobby, I had a dream about Panic. But did you tell him? Because remember, before Facebook, I don't even know, I had a menacing-looking MySpace page. Niggas would click on the page and just doodle on themselves. And I did it to be funny, more or less. But so it was this mystery. And then on Blog Talk, my picture's that skull. So we were like, what the fuck is a panic? You know what I'm saying? So now she tells Bobby, I had a dream about it. He's like, well, why don't you tell him? He's like, I don't talk to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those things. So when we got on the two-way, and I'm like, well, send me this for Bobby. Send me that link. Send me this. Yeah, I'll put that up. Blue just blurted out, yeah, and I had a dream about you. And later on, she told me I was so fucking embarrassed just to say. I was like, nah, because a lot of people tell me. But when she told me that motherfucking dream, I knew she wasn't bullshitting. Because she said I was in a room, a lecture room, and every single lecturer was there. She said,
and I never knew. I didn't even know you lectured. I didn't even know what you did.
Right. She didn't know what I did. Just people, and nobody actually knew what I did. Nobody knew about me, but they knew Brother Panic because of Bobby. Because I never talked anywhere. Right. So they would all be like, Blue would be in the chat rooms, yeah, panic, and everybody, yeah, panic and panic and panic. She was like, what's a panic? Oh, you don't know panic? I said, I bet you none of them niggas answered the question. She's like, no. I said, they don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? I was like, they don't fucking know. So, but Bobby used to say my name all the time. So when she told me, she said, I was in this room, and she said, Delbert Blair, I think, was it Delbert Blair you said?
Yeah,
you want to give a hand? He said, we want to give a hand to Panic, who's not going to talk. And everybody started clapping. Now that automatically rang a note because I made a vow. I'm not going to speak on shit. I just want to study and wait till I die. I'm not going to, because everybody would be like, speak. And she said that shit. I said, oh, shit, okay. She said, yeah, you were sitting right behind me. And it's funny I'm talking to you because I could hear you talking in the back of my ear. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is interesting. So immediately when I got off the phone, I knew if she asked me to speak, I'm going to have to speak. And I played that shit off like I wasn't even interested. In fact, the next conversation, I was like, I was beating up on her. That shit don't mean nothing. That ain't nothing. You buying too much into that. Nah, what are you calling me for? Just a test. She was like, nah. She was giving it back, and I'm like, cool, hung up. She called back. She did the most humblest shit that I knew. I said, all right, this is the real deal. She's like, know something? I studied that. You was right. What are you going to say after that? You know what I'm saying? You can't gloat. You can't say nothing. All I could say what was true. Now, you don't need to be sorry. We just someone else. What do you need now? I said, right. She said, well, you should do a show, my show, and this and that. I said, all right, I'm going to do a series of shows for you. And that's the story of Panic and Blue.
That's how it started. And the crazy thing is, even back then, Bobby had told me earlier, Bobby had did a reading for me when he was doing readings, but me and Panic had talked as well. And the first time we spoke, he said, you can do what I do. And I was like, no, I can't.
Right.
But then Bobby was like, yeah, you know, this is what you're going to do. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. So
right,
the moral
right,
of the story,
because
I could see all you guys on the phone lines. We're going to get to you. The moral
we,
of the story
get, yeah,
is
we're
going to
get on this phone. Then.
Is back to what we were talking about, is really coming in with a pure of heart. And then you'll find your own path. And that's what I'm very thankful for to Brother Panic, because
right.
I found my own path, as many of you have, through working with him. It's not about becoming another Panic. It's not
right.
about being another Speed. It's not about being another Dr. Delbert Blair or Queen Afua or even a Blue. It's about finding
right.
your path. You kind of, once a sister said to me that she wanted to do exactly what I'm doing, and I said, now you've just shorted yourself.
Right.
You
exactly.
you just really, you shorted yourself trying to do, because
right.
you can never stand in my shadow or anyone's shadow and be, break, shine your light. Your light is blocked
right.
if you're going
and
out
other,
that way.
And this is not even a made-up thing. I hate to cut you off, but it's not a made-up thing
because
that shit is in the Bible. The dude said, Jesus, I want to do what you do. He said, you could do whatever I do and greater. In other words, don't
yeah.
try to copy me. You're supposed to find mm-hmm. this shit within yourself. And, like, it's rare, but you'll find some you'll know, especially when you're conscious and you're truly on your grind, when somebody's
yeah.
on their grind.
Yeah.
And when somebody wants to know this
yeah.
shit, just to be able to speak this shit, like, they shorten themselves out. Because they're listening, they only hold on to concepts that they can repeat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And usually those
right.
are the lesser concepts. The funny thing is, the most profound shit I learned in consciousness, I wouldn't even know how to speak to you about it. And that's the real
right.
deal. I wouldn't even, there's
right.
so much shit, I'm like, this is the best way I could try to explain this shit. And
explain
that's
it.
The
yes.
shit you're actually going for. That's the actual shit you're going for. You're going for something that's otherworldly. So why would you be studying shit that you can repeat? You get what I'm saying? You just made it earthly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's certain energies, of course, that we need on Earth, but ultimately, most of my experience or a great deal of it is otherworldly. I wouldn't even know how to explain it to the
yes.
most conscious of conscious. The person that gets it the most is Bobby. When we'll talk, and I'll be like, it was that, and it was this, and I just know he. I think he just heard it so much. He's just like, I hear you. Okay, as long as you felt it, you get what I'm saying. Long as you could see it,
right.
you get what I'm saying? And then there's a certain amount of stuff that's supposed to be explained. So the idea
that's
is
right.
that it's that pure heart, you know what I'm saying? The ego is the thing that wants to be the teacher. The ego is the thing that, and you, like I said, if you pure heart, all that shit is going to happen anyway. Anyway. If I
yes.
was to, I want to be the teacher and the lecturer, it never would have happened. It never would have happened because
that's
you're going
never.
For something. You're going for something. So you're looking at all this information through a certain pair of glasses. There's niggas that said, when you give me the chance, I'm going to be the greatest lecturer ever. And shit, they are. But that doesn't mean they're actually finding light. You're exactly what you said you are.
Right.
The greatest lecturer ever. You get what I'm saying? Greatest lecturer ever. And
it is.
You know, it is what it is. Is that what you're here to do?
Right.
Let's just go on and do it. And I don't, we better get to
we're
gonna
keep going. We're
going to
get to the phone line. There we go, everyone. 646-652-2711. We're live in the remix with Brother Panic. Just love it when he comes on. Glad to see you guys in the house. If you want to contact Brother Panic to get one of those panic packs or get the CDs or any of the baths or any of those other things, don't forget the book Cyclomancy and all the other books. You can email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com, and that's how you can contact Brother Panic. So now we're going to go back to the phone lines. If you guys are there, 646-652-2711, press 1, and we're going to go ahead and put you on the line. It looks like calling in from area code 863. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, this is Gerald Boy in the chat room. How you doing, Panic?
Okay, greetings.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? Before you go, I think my man Can Do is in the chat room. If that's my man Can Do, y'all don't want to mess with that motherfucker. He is insane. I keep telling you, you need to get this cat on your show. This nigga talk to spirits in the most craziest way. He's in the chat room. Can Do. If that's my man, I think that's him because he'll come to the show. He listens, but I know him. Oh, that's him. He said, "Yeah." Oh, y'all need to get a load of that nigga. Woo! That nigga knows these ancient languages, but he ain't corny with that shit. Know what I'm saying? That nigga be in there. You'll be laughing, but this nigga will drop some spiritual shit. Y'all will have fun meeting this nigga, and he could see he's a straight up shaman. Straight up shaman. He could see the shit around you. And he'll be telling me shit, "Oh, Patty, you just fucked up two niggas in the spirit world." He says, "You got this shit sitting by you right now. What you need to do is that." This nigga's crazy. He did a video. He did a video to Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? Like a dedication to Aaliyah.
Right.
But put out a whole bucket of KFC. Know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. I seen that video on YouTube.
That's Can Do. Can Do is the man. Can Do is a real nigga. Can Do, I mean, we see, I'm fucking with him, but he's real shit. He led a few meditations at the lectures live, led meditations for Bobby, all that shit. Can Do's fit. I said, "Bobby, why did you let Can Do lead the meditation?" He said, "Shit, nigga. That nigga must have hit the lotto because he sent me a fucking gang of money one day." I said, "Oh, word." I said, "So this is, we talking about good-hearted brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
real nigga."
I've seen that video with the church's chicken. Oh, my goodness.
He put that out for Lee. He said, "He hit me up, yo, Patty. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to do something for Lee. I got to put this up on YouTube, kid. I taped it. Had the music playing. Know what I'm saying? Biscuits, corn. He had a straight up bucket. Know what I'm saying? Corn, biscuits, mashed taters, gravy on the taters. Know what I'm saying? The dipping sauces. You know what I'm saying? Those big ass KFC fries. This nigga's doing it right. Because y'all niggas be putting down lotus flowers and honey. Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When I go, y'all niggas need to put down a bucket for me. I could count on Can Do. To bucket a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Bucket up. So if y'all get the hook up, if it works out, he's a good guy. He's an interesting guy. He knows his shit too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he put down that weed too.
I watched that video. I remember that, seeing that. Yes. Okay. Well, we'll hook it up. We'll definitely hook it up. So
yeah, I have all his info. He's probably on your friends list and all of that stuff, but. He'll be a fun Friday night show. He probably do the question and talk about something. He channels a lot of spirits who ain't here. There was a spirit that came about 5 years ago that he got Zeta Kuma. and I think I'm pronouncing it right. And I knew that shit was on point because I was seeing this image. It was him and Rudra. Rudra drew the image that I seen. And Candu said, this is Zeta Kuma. And he dropped all this shit. They did this on tape, him and Rudra, about Zeta Kuma.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they broke down the spirit. And I know he fucks with her. So long story short, some real deal shit. It's a straight up shaman. You want, and we talking about them crazy channels, not that old normal shit. This is what you need to do. Put your hands in water. And I'm not. This nigga tell you some shit. You be like, I ain't doing that, nigga. You mean ride my bike without a seat, nigga? What you talking about? So I just need Candu. Yeah, Zeta Kuma. Right, Zeta Kuma. So anyway,
beautiful.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's get to the brother who's calling. I'm sorry, the brother who's holding on. I didn't want to cut you off, bro. But you know, all right, let's get down to some Q&A. Yeah, I'm gonna be back real soon to give you all that Q&A that I'm fucking up on. But all right, bro.
I checked out the Bangkok Girl documentary.
Oh, you did?
That's a nice documentary.
Oh, that's
right.
I'm glad you checked that out, sir. Yeah.
Right. Didn't you feel the compassion for that 19-year-old girl?
Oh, yeah. That really came through.
Not even a little bit. Like, that shit, you couldn't move from that shit.
It, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like a Mack truck. I never watched anything like that before. It gave me the feeling of exactly what Bangkok, what that whole life is like, and what's Bangkok.
That one girl spoke to that whole area so thoroughly, and she said, I'm going to show you what the real Bangkok is. And she was taking them to all the old ancient sites and the statues and all that shit. And you really felt it from her. So yeah, that's good. I'm glad you got the chance to see that, bro.
Okay. Just wanted to mention that. But my question is on the matches. Okay, I watch TV every day, and I see that, I don't know if you want to call them the Illuminati or whoever. You know, I feel them gaining. And if the conscious community don't know it by now, this whole war on terror, it's about us, the conscious community. Now, my question is, I don't know if you answered it earlier, but, I mean, I question my magic, and I get nervous sometimes. And I mean, am I, or are we as conscious people, are we gonna be ready when they really move in on us for the kill? Is my magic
all
gonna
right.
be ready?
All right, let me start answering there. First and foremost, if you question your magic, then you're not doing magic. You have to be the knower. And that would be number one. And number two, move in on us. These niggas been standing in that same ass karate stance ever since you even heard the word Illuminati, and they ain't throw a roundhouse or a kick or a jab yet. Their power is actually working on you because you believe that one day they will strike. You know what I'm saying? We was in the schoolyard, and I said about 15 times, so what you going to do? And let me tell you what I'm going to do in the future. You got the right to take my lunch money. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm bullshitting with you. This shit is hype. The only thing you've ever heard out of them is about four guys, one of them being David Icke. What if there is nothing? There is no power. They've been selling you wolf tickets with this idea that they're going to move on you in the future. And remember, we're supposed to be dealing with the now. Right now, the only thing the Illuminati is doing is what they've been doing. First and foremost, there is no fucking Illuminati. We the fucking Illuminati. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And there is a secret group that does run this, a secret group of white folks. But let me tell you, they are powerless. Will we be ready? Shit. You got to listen to this show so far. Our legions of consciousness is built. Niggas are seeing floating cities in China. Are you questioning some shit? Nah. That's really what they're doing is just old-fashioned mind control. And what you're saying sounds like it's working, but on you. No, they haven't done nothing. You get what I'm saying? Everything's speculation. You don't need to be the Illuminati to spread chemtrails. You just got to be somebody who hates niggas and have an airplane. You get what I'm saying? The whole hype about that shit is distraction, mind control, telling you you're going to be in fucking camps in the future. Bobby Hemmings has also talked about this. I can't remember the book. He's named this book where all of that shit was invented, and then once it was a fictional book, and then they just made it real. But made it real how? Because it's not really happening in that classic sense, because you're in camps. They were called projects, and they started in the late 30s. You get what I'm saying? The ghetto, uh-huh. That is. So, see, if you think there's a greater ghetto to come, you're not looking at the ghetto of now. You know what I'm saying? Remember they said the now. Right. So they always got you looking at this future. We in a police state. You know, they're going to have a police state. They're arresting your ass now. You get what I'm saying?
Now.
So magic,
right.
Magic is about now moments. So you questioning it because you thinking about some other shit. Will we be ready? Be ready right now. What they going to do to us that they didn't do before? You know what I'm saying? So you got to shift your focus to your power now. And I'll do you one better. If I'm totally wrong and they got all this shit ruined, what the fuck you going to do about it anyway?
That's
you
right.
You might as well deal with your – all you got is your magic. You get what I'm saying?
Magic.
So you better – ask the submage. If you question that shit, you better answer that shit because that's all you got. You get what I'm saying? They got motherfucking tanks that shoot microwaves at your ass.
Yeah.
But how are they only showing you that to make you think they got power? It makes you think you do not have power, and it's working because you said, I question my magic, and I question if black people will be ready. Shit, we were born ready. The definition of ready is called building the universe, which we've done, and destroying it, which we are doing. This is us. This is our story. Even the very name Illuminati is from us. The very symbol that they use to scare you with is us. You get what I'm saying? Is our magic working? Shit, they use our magic to make their shit work. So ain't that the question with our shit? They using our shit. So is it working? Yeah, our magic used by the Illuminati is working on your ass right now. You get what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to question. This shit works. You got half these niggas running around scared, talking about, oh, shit, look what they're going to do with the water. Ain't nothing happening. We still alive. We still here. We still transforming. We still having this conversation today. As I said Friday and probably Sunday before, this shit is about the focus on your power. Your power. Yeah. I've talked to too many people that had too many experiences on their own by them having faith and starting to transform or cultivate that willpower into themselves and their work to make something fruitful happen for any of this. There's just too many people. There's less people saying, I don't know if magic worked. Christians will tell you, I prayed and the rain came. That's what a Christian will tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we got to get that off our mind, focusing on them. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you're a boxer, you're not gonna get in the ring and go, it's all about his left jab. You better have a combination that's gonna stop that left jab. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
we still only speculating he has a hellified left jab. Because all we going on now is what David Icke told us about his left jab. You get what I'm saying?
That's
you don't gotta
power.
Be Illuminati to fuck niggas up.
That's right.
Right.
Their power,
is getting you to believe that shit, right, through fear.
That's
their power is getting you to believe that shit. You the ancient man. You the first one here. First, last one to go. So the only thing they got is wolf tickets. You get what I'm saying? The only thing they got is wolf tickets. You know what I'm saying? Tyson in the 80s was the most scariest motherfucker around, but he still had to knock somebody out. He still had to knock
That's
somebody
right.
out to keep that party going. They ain't knocking nobody out. You know what I'm saying? All you got is a couple of hillbillies dragging a couple of niggas in police shootings. You get what I'm saying?
That's true.
And then every once in a while, they scare you with the fucking Tuskegee experiment. And again,
right.
and I'm going to end it off on this. even if they was doing everything that they was doing, your question should become on what you're going to do about it. You get what I'm saying? Here's a great example. Mm-hmm. When I did that Avatar shit, it fucked them niggas' rituals up. And at the end of the day, remember, in that, I said symbolically, Wyclef was the role of the guy who was supposed to inherit the kingdom. But Clinton came in as Jake Sully. But after all that shit was fucking him up and Clinton's heart was fucking up, Clinton and them niggas yielded while they was trying to nominate Wyclef Jean for president, even though it never could have happened or maybe would have happened, and it didn't happen. That was symbolic of them saying, we have to put him in. Now, what does that mean? All of that information was channeled information. But when all of the listeners, all of this black power came into it and got their mind lined up, that ritual of me doing it shuts that bullshit down. You get what I'm saying? I'm questioning our magic. I don't question it. Shit is happening right. What's Miss Blue's line? Know your magic now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? No, magic is happening now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Magic is happening now. You know what I'm saying, bro? So, your focus got to change. A lot of people get into the conspiracy thing, but the conspiracy thing, a lot of that's true, but really, that's white people's civil rights movement. You get what I'm saying? We are so beyond that bullshit. They could do all of that kind of shit. What's the worst case scenario? You die and become a god again? So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But my suggestion, bro, you know, if you need more books, you know what I'm saying, to understand, you can stack them from here.
That's what I need. I question my magic because I'm working on it.
Okay,
well,
no
here's
problem.
Something
okay,
else.
But,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Blue.
Oh, I was just going to say a couple of things. There is a show in the archives. You can definitely email Brother Panic, and he'll give you the links to all the shows that he's done. But you can also download it. It's the one entitled The Book Show with Brother Panic, and he gives out, I think it's what, 2 hours worth of books, 3 hours
Absolutely.
Worth of books? A whole,
worth
it's
of
called
books.
The Book List Show,
and
which is very powerful.
The one from this year?
Yeah, there's one from this year and there's one from last year. Again, email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. Tell me you want the links and I'll send you the links. You will see over 30 shows about a whole heap of subjects, and you will see one from 2010 and actually two from 2011. All books, and I give you a synopsis of each book. If you want to learn about this, then read that. If you want to learn about this, this talks about that, and this talks about it on a subtle level. This one is a little bit more complex. And I'll give you more than one book on whatever subject. So the book is there's nothing to question about magic. Once you question it, it's no longer magic. It's questioning. There's a line in the Book of the Law, which is a channel book by Alice Crowley, and basically it's you will die with the dogs of reason. But it says but the line before that is he will suffer death of because, something like that. He will suffer the death of because, meaning the new aeon, which means era that we're coming into, where floating cities are appearing in China. If you still have that reasoning, that because in whatever field, not just more Illuminati, just because I don't think black people got it together. Because if you don't know, you will die with that. You get what I'm saying? That this is your suffering. This story is familiar. This story is when the people were trying to make a golden calf, they were in the age of Taurus. When it was coming into the age of Aries, that's why symbolically Moses and them were blowing the horn. And so when he said, those who want to come into this age, basically, you come on the mountain. Those who want to worship the golden calf. Was the golden calf bad? No, it's Horus. It's Osiris. But it's bad if it's the old era and you have not moved on with it. If your thinking stays left behind. You get what I'm saying? So the idea is you got to turn your attention to our stuff. Our stuff. All right, so let's take
it. Right. And you can always email me, too, for a reading. Those are some of the things that I cover in the sessions as well. at question for Blue, QUESTION, the number 4, blue at gmail.com. And we talk about all of those things, wealth, prosperity, dealing with things, really getting to know your magic, all of that stuff that will help. That's what everything on the remix is about. Everything is about getting you to know your magic. Your magic is your life. It's how you need to navigate through it, how you need to tap into your print and stay out of their blueprint. Because, see, they're tapping into their blueprint. They are, like Panic said, they're using their show. I'll give you an example, and then we're going to move on. I did a session, a baby lotus session for a young girl the other day. I bring this up because her birthday, and Panic, you can speak on this a little bit more, because some of these things, it was the first time that I ever heard about it. But she actually, her birthday was on June the 3rd. So when I was doing putting the information together, because the baby lotus readings are recorded for the parents, so whoever they are, I go back and I kind of put the pieces together and I'm recording it. What's interesting is that her birthday falls on a Buddhist holiday where they actually do this Buddhist ritual. It's called the Girls' Day. It's called the throwing away of dolls. Now, this was sort of like in ancient times, sort of a purification ritual. And so what the children would do is they would take all of their broken toys, particularly the girls, all of their broken dolls. And what they would do is as they line up, they would get ready to go to the temple and give it to the priest. They would line up with these broken pieces that could not be fixed or repaired. And they would blow on them. Blow on the doll, symbol of them removing anything that was broken from them, anything that they wanted to change, really to purify themselves, getting rid of negative energy on the dolls. And then they would rub the dolls on their body and the toys. And they take it in the temple. The Buddhist priest would pray over it, bless it, and they would put it in the incinerator, and they would burn it. And their ashes, the children believe, would be transferred back into the energy in the universe to be used for something positive, symbolic, and the whole family would participate in these rituals, and it's something that we can tap into, too. I'm going to tell you how things just begin to line themselves up. Brother Panic talks about this all the time, about correspondence. Today, I'm looking online, and I see about the red moon, the red eclipse that happened. And they're talking about the owls who are in Asia and the owls who are in Africa, how that they really got a special treat because it was a red moon. So I started reading it a little bit more, and then I got to thinking, owls, wait a minute, that's an occult symbol, the owl. There's a ceremony that used to happen, which was called I'm going to get the name, give me just a second, it's something to do with Isis. It's a ceremony or a ritual that they used to do with Isis called the cremation of care ceremony that they do at Bohemian Grove. It is a ritual, Isis ritual that they do. You heard of this, right, Panic? Where
Bohemian Grove,
Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Yes. They do a lot of rituals, but these are particularly businessmen who do these rituals. What they do is they have this 40-foot tall owl, which is symbolic, of course, of wisdom and everything, but they know that this is connected with the goddess Isis. They dress up in these cloaked robes, okay? So they're sort of kind of mimicking the owls, and they take things and they throw it into the fire. And these things being burned into the fire, what they're doing is because as businessmen, these top CEOs, these executives, these multimillionaires, they do the ceremony in July. It's symbolic of them taking the world of their shoulder off of them so that they can relax because they're so intense in what they're doing. So it's a letting go ritual for them, a throwing away ritual that actually came from the Buddhist ritual of the throwing away of the dolls, of the girls' ritual. So those are some of the things that we can begin to use and see these things coming into time. They always have used our stuff in some sort of shape, form, or fashion, and how they did it. But it.
Let me just interject, too, while you say that, because I never remember to say this, and I'm going to cut you off, that there's nothing that is outside of our stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There is absolutely no option. We are the owners, creator of it all. The question will be, when they're ready to do something, that's when they get into our shit. You get what I'm saying? Now, what you see now is a young group of people who their first thought was to use our shit for sinister reasons. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
For selfish reasons. But there's nothing like, as opposed to what, white magic? You know what I mean? Oh, you know,
right.
They're like, that's white chocolate, white cookies. I'm like, where the fuck would white cookies come from? There is nothing.
Right.
Every single thing is ours. And it's handed down and for these reasons. So is our this whole reality is created with magic. Even the question
right.
is questioning it your
is
whole
magic.
Reality. And magic is just only, magic is this, because a lot of people think magic is this big abracadabra shit. Everything in existence
right.
first started off in your mind. You get what I'm saying? Before there was a phone,
right.
it existed in someone's mind. Like in the movie Life. The boom boom room. You get what I'm saying? He's like, "Where ain't
right.
no fucking boom boom room." He said, "The boom boom room exists in my mind. That's where it exists before it comes into fruition." So basically, the average human thinks it takes sweat and elbow grease to get shit done. That's because you became totally human. But with black people, we know
right.
we have access to more imagination. We could grasp bigger concepts of creation. We are gods, and God is a creator. Goddess is a creator. So we are on earth doing our God work as creator. I'm sure everybody's seen that book, 99 Inventions of Black People. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the straightening comb to the street light to the doorknobs to the clicky thing that makes
That's
the thing
right.
click to the toilet handle. All of that had to exist in someone's mind. It had to be an abstract concept first. So this abstract concept, how you bring this in to a physical thing, is done by melanin, done with melanin. You get what I'm saying? Melanin is that antenna that reaches out to bring this back into creation. It's the fluid that walks in, how your ideas flow as fluid. So now that's what magic is. Now, ritual and lighting candles, I'm going to give you all these shows. I spoke about what those are for.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest part, what rituals supposed to do, and I'll keep it simple because I've already talked about these things, is to shut down that doubting part of your mind, the same part of your mind that said, I don't think it's working. Well, you're supposed to shut that down. If you light a candle, the idea is understanding that candle magic works. If you know you did all of those things right, it shuts down the conscious mind, so then you could get into that subconscious mind or that unconscious mind to let the process do the work. So the candle, the flame, what it does, it slows down the brain waves when you focus on it into what they call alpha state. And in alpha state, that is the state of meditation. So whatever it is you lit the candle for, you are now in that meditative state to let that process come, so where you can magnetize with your melanin the reality that you want down here. So if you want more money, it's about being magnetized. If you want less salt, it's about the other polarity. It's still magnetism, just the other polarity. Everything is about pushing and pulling. In anything you do, you either want some shit to happen or you want some shit to go away. It's just those two things that are happening. And that's a masculine and feminine polarity. That's the only two things that are here. You're either bringing it to you or pushing it away. You're using more than elbow grease. You're using your divine mind. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of that divine mind is asleep because everyone is so physical. Herb packs and belladonna and all the rest of that shit, baths and all the rest of that
right.
shit is what it is to kind of clear the bullshit. That's what Blue was talking about. That's what that ceremony is. It's so much human bullshit around you based upon human thinking, your own human thinking. You have to even clear that shit away because that's the fog to get down the
right.
bridge. You get what I'm saying? That's what all these spiritual baths is that I sell. That's what the readings are. That's what the readings are. Everybody who used to contact me, the first thing I said, I need a motherfucking reader. Because they'll say, well, I know you don't. No, I know how to do it, but I'm not that interested in you niggas to be, oh, my goodness, and this, that, the other. I'm interested in your plight, but, you know, Blue came, oh, my God, the trees were spitting nectar. I said, look, oh, you could do this shit. And she started to talk about when she said, when I had an epiphany, as soon as I was talking to her, definitely a channel,
right.
I said, you could do what I could do. because I was known for channeling. I was like, you could do what I can do. What you talking about, Willis? But there it is. But then Ms. Blue used to study the motivational speaking thing. I said, no, you an oracle. That's what that shit is, because you actually care about this human shit enough to help cure somebody, to be able to sit there and hear somebody going, but that shit never worked out for me, and it always happened to me. I'm like, no, I want to hear that shit. Blue can hear that and give you a solution. That's what a reading is. So all of this is the process of shutting down your that human condition, that human slavery that we're in, so things can clear up. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to stay on this subject too much. You know, let's you know, we want to get to some more coal, I guess I should say.
Yes, we can do that. So definitely, I think that is for everyone who's listening, had that question, a great thing to bring to the share, and we thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
we're
going
to go to the
that.
Next call. Yeah, we're going to go to the next caller, and we can, as we continue calling in, it looks like from area code 200. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you.
Hello?
Yes, who's on the line, please?
Is it me, though? This is Jewel from Indiana.
Okay, greetings, Jewel. Question?
Thank you. Yes, I'm on Skype, so I wasn't sure if I got through. I have a comment and a question. First, I want to say I really appreciate what you guys do, because I'm sure you're aware that you can be traveling all around the United States making people pay for this information, and you're not doing
right.
that.
There you go.
It's all free information,
yes.
So it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to drop the W-bomb, so please do not hang up on me. Ryan White. So,
well, I just want to know. I just want to know. You think we couldn't tell? You think we couldn't tell?
I don't know.
And you know something? I'm glad you brought that up. You brought up something interesting. Like Wayne Dyer, for instance, and you've seen him on PBS. He drops the most sensitive, lightest, but charged, I believe, close to $2,000 for like a weekend of that. So people need to know. Hearing this shit, like the arrogance, some of the questions I get later on, you got to remember, like, this shit is free, and motherfuckers charge for this. Lamar Marlowe, Duquette, not saying they shouldn't charge. Not saying they shouldn't charge. But remember, you got to remember when you're getting something for free, it is something. So, yeah, you have a question?
Yes, I have a comment, a question. Well, first, I said that to say I really wanted to let my mother listen to you, but, you know, some of the older white folks, you know, she's like 60, she'll be like, oh, he doesn't like white people, it's over, you know.
Right.
So I'm just like, oh, you know. So,
well,
you know,
I mean, you know, she probably was right, but like I said, let me say this.
Well, thanks a lot. I didn't even know that.
No, I'm saying it in a joking way. Let me say this.
I know.
What I've come to find out, and a lot is very hard, consciousness is consciousness. Transformation is transformation. It goes beyond this. No matter what I say, it actually has nothing to do with you. You get what I'm saying? So even if I don't like white people, if you don't want to listen, you know, but on a certain, I don't like black people neither, if you really want to be honest. I don't like no people. You get what I'm saying? So
I don't either.
It's not personal. My whole plight is rise against humanity. So if y'all hear something that resonates, there must be something in you that is hearing it. If it is what it is. You get what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I don't take it personal, because I know what you mean when you say the white man. I know you're not talking about me. I know that you're talking about old Jimmy Carter, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But, so here's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really. You know, here's my thing, though, and I kind of wanted to see what you. Well, you know,
maybe more Reagan than Jimmy Carter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Here's where I'm at, and I just thought that maybe you would maybe have some insight in what I'm going through. But and I'm going to try to make it quick. As a young child, I've got out of body experiences and things of that nature, and basically, you know, when they started teaching us about the slaves, I don't know how to say it. They weren't dreams. They were, you know, images. Like, I was right there, you know, as a child, and it traumatized me. I never told anybody. And basically, which brought me, you know, to where I'm at now, which is, I guess, kind of half conscious and half awake. I always felt like I just didn't belong. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I just didn't belong. And I've realized some things. I was raised by a family that wasn't my birth family, and I, you know, finally found out who my grandfather was. And he was very, he made a lot of artwork around a lot of the cathedrals in the United States, which to me says that, you know how a lot of it is symbolic and the things that they're trying to do. And so to me that he had a hand in on that. And he actually came speaking to me. I didn't speak to him. You know, he came speaking to me, and then I started to investigate on him and finding out. But I'm just now at a place where I'm really lost. I'm trying to go inside of myself and figure out a lot of this. And it could be that I have the calcium buildup. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not able to, I can't channel when I want to. Everything just comes to me when it wants to. So the things that I want to grasp, I'm not getting, but things that come to
me. Let me tell you this, and this is probably the realest shit you're gonna hear. First and foremost, we had a time now. There's a teacher named Dr. Delbert Blair, and he explains that, let's say there's a system of white people white, black people black, and Mexican. We are so late in the game that first and foremost, you know, we real all of this shit comes out of the black woman. She is the mother of this entire reality. So all DNA is within her. Now, there was a time where these races were pure. And you could say even the Egyptian thing, which were dynasties, they were even, you know, they would keep, it was a blood thing. We are so mixed that you can't really say this one is that, this one doesn't have a soul.
Right.
It must be, you could not be attracted to this. Unless there was a light in you that can connect. So without being judgmental, you know, remember, it's hard to cheerlead for white people based upon a societal thing. But based upon my study, what I can tell you is this, and I've said this before, every single thing can transform down here. Every single thing can evolve. So there's no reason white folk can't evolve, and you came out of the black woman. My opinion is that you guys are a little bit further in the evolutionary chain. So when you start feeling compassion, the way you're talking about, you're feeling the compassion that you feel, you are definitely more evolved than your Jimmy Carter example. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or the Ronald Reagan. So if this is about evolution, you are higher up in the evolutionary chain, and you must be doing something right if you are having these old past life dreams, because you, something in your heart has to be able to see that, because it's a memory that you wanted to hold on to. You get what I'm saying? And if you held on to that memory through lifetimes and feel the compassion, that it's not even my, you know, you got to leave my personal feelings out of it. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. You get what I'm saying? It is what it is. You cannot deny that reality. So you are definitely doing something right. Now, I will say this, too. White folks is, or black folks who incarnated as white folks, Alice Crowley was a black one who incarnated as a white man. So was H.P. Lovecraft. So I know this is going down personally. Made contact with them, so I know that can happen. But you guys are the most logical creatures in existence. But there was something that was set up for you, a system. That's called the Wiccan system. Have you ever dealt with any of that stuff?
Not a lot. As far as like magic goes, when I was a little girl, I always knew when I was taught the Bible, I knew it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'm Satan's daughter. Hey, you know what I'm saying? But I've studied a little bit, but most of my magic has came from, like how you just told one of the last callers, inside. Like my spells work when they work, you know, like if I need to make a 4-hour trip in 2 hours, then I can do that by chanting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And
it's
an amazing game. But most of it, when I sit down, I want to win the lottery. I have this big dream to win the lottery. I put, you know, Enochian letters all over my bedroom. I ain't winning nothing.
All right. So you're doing it. I mean, there's nothing more to do but what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? The only thing I can suggest is this. You need to set up a Akashic reading with Miss Blue and just find out how much of a Negro you really are. And you can focus it because it's an energy thing. And I'm not talking about white is better than black. And, you know, my personal opinion aside, what we're talking about is energy. You're not going to deny that the Negro, being the most ancient entity here, has the most energy because we have cultivated it just by being here so long. So I won't put my personal feelings in it, but you may want to see exactly what it is. And that's why Miss Blue is here for Akashic record readings and all the rest of that. So her email is question4blue@gmail.com. And I urge you to do that because it sounds like you need some answers because you feel a connection with black folk, but you're trying to figure out why you like Guinness Stout or something or Jack Daniels instead of Hennessy, you know.
I've always felt that. I was like, I guess maybe under a year old, and the family introduced my big black burly uncle. He was a 600-pound black man. And the story is that even as the first time I laid eyes on him, I reached out my arms and I grabbed him around the neck and I kissed him, and he became my favorite uncle. And throughout my whole, you know what I'm saying? And throughout my whole
adulthood.
That's definitely your confirmation. So email me.
Right.
That's one of the things you do. You can go back, and I heard you talk about sort of those things of slavery times. I did a show called Sisters of Transformation, and it doesn't matter when you listen to the show, if you were live or if you went back 20 years, it's a live past life regression that will take you back to that time and help you put those pieces together, and you can contact us. So we want to thank you for calling in, and we look forward to hearing from you.
I love you.
Yeah,
all right.
All right. Good luck on your path.
Thank you. All right. Very good question. We're going to go on to the next caller. Still have about an hour and 11 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller, 111. That's where we are. And we're going to call the caller at area code 912. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and bliss. This is Yaya from Savannah, Georgia.
Howdy.
Okay, greetings to you.
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, basically, I have a comment. I've been noticing on the past few shows we have a lot of new guests coming in and people ask a lot of questions, and I just wanted to comment about ascension. Ascension comes in levels. What you learn comes in bits. In pieces, nothing, nobody gets everything all at once, whatever they feel they should know, because learning continues. Another thing is people should mind their own business about, you know, worrying about how somebody's going to get out to church or how people will come to the truth, whether it's a relative or a group of folks. Truth is relative to the person having the experience. I mean, everybody awakes in their own time and for their own reasons. So a reminder, people, do you. You'll be a lot more powerful and able to get past the human problems, the human pathology of fear, thinking about war, loss, grief. We all have things going on. Enjoy your experiences. Enjoy your magic. I know most of us have had some kind of dream going on, animal communication. Strangers sometimes say or do things that opens the door for us. And another thing, too, don't worry about not being conscious enough. We had that thing with going to church, not being Christ-like enough, not being black enough, vegan, African. You know, it's all the same thing. It's a damn distraction rooted in the fear of not being good enough for God. So leave that alone. And as far as, you know, people feeling like they're, you know, not good enough, or they haven't had enough experiences, or they don't know enough, if my violent, abusive, alcoholic father and drug addict jailbird, HIV-positive uncle can come to me in dreams, sitting in the lotus position with old scrolls, floating like Jesus with the halo and barbed wire hearts around him, come to bring me information and warning, then y'all straight. Don't beat yourself up for not being 99 damn pounds, sitting in a low position for 44 hours with locks down your back with hemp clothes on, eating damn alfalfa sprouts 24/7.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know the name of those trees in Savannah with all that stuff hanging off of that?
Well, it actually, they call it Spanish moss, but it's actually not moss. I'll look it
up. Oh, that's tight. Like a couple of weeks ago, we went to Savannah.
It's actually not a moss. They hang off of trees here. Hell, they get on everything.
Those were terribly nice. Because I went down to the beach. Now I'm in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. So I like Savannah. So I know you're having a good time. So thanks for that comment. It was real hot. It makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah.
So peace, sis.
But y'all good.
Hope everything's going
good.
Well in Savannah.
Yes, yes. And thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. All right, peace. All right, we're going to continue on. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for Brother Panic. And if you have a question, you can give us a call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Now we're going to go to the caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Uh, 313 looks like they're doing some other things there. We'll come back to them. Going to the next caller, it looks like calling in from area code 919.
Wow.
You're live in the remix.
Hello. Can you hear
919?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yo. If you have your computer speakers off, please turn them off.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
This is Shaitan. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. Peace, Brother Panic and Ms. Blue.
Peace.
I just had a question. I was trying to I've been coming in my consciousness now for about a year now, and I've been listening to, Brother Panic and Bobby and just, going my own path like you were talking about earlier. And I just wanted to know, I was listening to Brother Bobby talking about the energy in my house, and he was talking about how he had his. I know he got his on a different level, but as far as, the picture packet or whatever, would that be the best thing as far as controlling the energy in my house to get all, the negative energy or whatever?
Yeah, that's one of the big things because the picture packet, what it is a bunch of entities. And when you put up the pictures, what you're doing is you're inviting that energy in your house. So there's protective energies, prosperity energies. Whatever he's got going on in the pack is all designed for a purpose. So it ups the vibration of your house, you know what I'm saying, because those pictures are actually a gateway into that energy. So, again, this is for people who want to know. That's what science means. You want to know. So you could evolve. Everyone will evolve. But these conversations we have in are for people who want to be active in their evolution. That's why it's called consciousness. But at the end of the day, we are all from that light and we'll all return. Holy glory. So we know this. You get what I'm saying? We know this. So for the people who want to, while they're dealing with their alchemy, be more active in it to realize these things. When you come to Earth, you come to realize what it is you are, not just to be. You get what I'm saying? Because why the fuck are you on Earth if you just want to be? Why come down here? Just stay your ass on the other side and be. No, you are down here to go through it. The object is the ones who do not know are the ones who need more lifetimes to become exactly what you're doing in this lifetime. We've just been down here so long that the party's over. So we all going because the project is complete. You get what I'm saying? So the idea is being active in this shit versus just hanging around and just waiting for some fucking epiphany. You get what I'm saying? And you will get that epiphany, but, that's why I don't worry about – that's why I don't worry about people who ain't in this shit because they are going. You get what I'm saying? That's why I don't fucking worry about them. We talking to the people who are active in this shit. You get what I'm saying? Active in this shit and want to know and gain more light because they're hands-on. So that's what these conversations are for. We don't talk to dead people. Let the dead lie with the dead. And, yes, they will make it. I've said that plenty of times. They will make it out of this motherfucker. But, you know, we
right.
make it out on our conditions. So, and I just wanted to put that out there. So, yeah, bro, the picture packet, I did a whole show. Email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. And there's a show I did on how to set up an altar. An altar is an area, let's just say, where you can go and it will actually alter your mind. So the things you put on there are symbolic of things that mean things to you. Maybe pictures of your mother, parents, certain statues, certain energies. You may read about an energy and want to get to study it and know it and relate to it, because all you're really doing is just energizing something that's in you, something that's dormant within, something that's dormant in you. So this is an active way. This is an active way. Instead of dying and becoming some illuminary, what you do is you can be illuminated now. And through the illumination, through that perspective, is how you actually learn your earth plight, why you came down here. Because the idea is never to bring your monkey ass down here ever again. So you need to be conscious down here. That's why motherfuckers ain't no just be. That's why motherfuckers killed and got killed to try to find out conscious information. What was the Egyptians doing? Why were they looking for consciousness? And not just letting it be. No, they weren't doing that. They were looking for consciousness because they understood this shit was about transformation. Of course, we all will transform. There's got to be a certain amount of frogs that crawl out the pond first and grow legs for the rest of them to go, I got it now. This is how I grow legs. You get what I'm saying? Don't mean they're frog stuff. Don't mean their frog and tadpole shit is different from anybody who's an ascended master, none of that. But we're talking about alchemy. There's change that needs to happen. The conscious are the ones who drive the change. Why are the other people okay? Because we're conscious. If none of us was conscious, your motherfuckers would not be okay. You would be lost in humanity. The humanity, we are guiding the ones who choose to be sheep. You get what I'm saying? We are guiding them. So if we weren't conscious, ain't nobody going to be sitting in no fucking lotus position. You get what I'm saying? He's doing that because we set that up. This is our information that we're keeping alive. It's energy. Energy transforms. So it could transform from your ignorance or transform from your conscious work. Because we are doing the work is why everybody's motherfucking got a chicken in every pot. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, what the fuck was this information left on the planet for? Why do it? Why come here if it wasn't about transformation? If it wasn't about getting in this motherfucker, rolling up your sleeves and starting to learn something. So that's what this shit is about. That's what this shit is about. Ultimately, pictures, herb packs, baths, readings, all of that shit is for you to, for those who are active in it. Do not go find a Christian and say, here's an herb pack. This will help you, brother. You get what I'm saying? It ain't about that. They are, everyone's here to do what they came to do. That's the matrix. That shit is old hat. That's the matrix. It's old hat. But what I came to do is this here shit right here. And for those who came to do it, that's why we all here. For those who came just to skip and play pogo stick, then you'll never hear me kick a nigga off the pogo stick. You never see me trip a nigga on his rollerblades going, you know you ain't supposed to be doing that shit. Nah, they doing what they came to do. But this here information is the people who came to do this here shit. You get what I'm saying? This shit. You get what I'm saying? So these are the ones who wants to know. That's who this message is for. This ain't for the people. You get what I'm saying? Because the people will never get it. It's going to take them lifetimes to get it. The idea is the people we talking to, the people we talking to is the ones. You get what I'm saying? They the ones. They the ones who want to know. And because we know, everybody else is saved. Still there, Blue? Did we lose Blue? If y'all can hear me in the chat room, send something up. Just me? All right, so without Blue, it doesn't work. She's going to be calling back in soon. Ask me a question in the chat room then. Let me see. I'm going to try to call Blue, too. Let them know if they can hear.
All right. Peace and blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Just put a heart in the chat room if you can hear me. It looks like all systems are back normal. Can you guys? Okay, there we go. So you guys can hear me. All right. Wonderful. Know your magic. We're chatting and chilling live in the remix. Of course, I'm Miss Blue with Brother Peg, and we're just going to keep the show going and keep taking calls. Do it the best way we know how.
Right on, right on. Put that monkey chain on and be back on the phone, nigga. Back on the phone, niggas. All right, we're going to take a call.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 480. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, is that me?
That is you.
It's the voice of the drum, yo.
Oh, what's up, dog? What's going on?
What's going on?
Yo, it's some magic shit, because I didn't hit one. I was just vibing off that Mookie chant. I had my hands up and shit, and I was moving back. Yo, that Mookie chant is crazy.
Yes, it is crazy, though.
Yo, it's good to talk to you. I didn't hit one or anything. I was just happy to get y'all live, you know, because I've been
right,
catching on the archives and everything. But since I'm on here.
Heating up.
Yeah, I heard. I caught the Friday show yesterday, and you hit on Ella Fitzgerald and the Pleiades, and I was really happy you went up there. I put Ella's picture up when I did these crystal bowls here, and what I got was fire letters. You know, when she was doing the satin, was fire letters. You know, which fits right in. You know, with the language of the birds.
Right, sure enough.
The serious thing with the Great Central Sun, you hear some of the New Age, you know, kind of, you know, white folks and whatnot talking about Alshoni being the, or Alshoni, however you say it, you know. And then, you know, you line up the Greek mythologies with the different star systems and whatnot. Could you speak on that? Because though the ancient text talks about Sirius, the lava behind the fire of the sun, you know. So, and I like how you said it the other day about, you know, it's no secret that, you know, we reference Sirius. Ain't no secret, you know. So they're like, okay, well, Pleiades, like, oh, hell no, you know.
Right. They try to make that case, right.
Right. So could you speak on that Alcyone, in serious thing in terms of the Great Central Sun and what's going on with that whole thing, or you know, or...
we about to find out. Shit, I'm trying to go back and see what's up myself. You get what I'm saying? Like, but primarily, we know. I mean, this is what we do know. It's the center of the universe. All life started from there. It is what connects to your soul. Your soul is a fragment of that seed, and we're going back. Now, I've spoken on this before, that the concept is so far beyond the brain that you shouldn't even waste your time to see that reality.
Right.
The best thing we should do is know that's the light that we're following type thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you
the best
get
you can do
pieces,
is get like a flash of it in a
flash, fragment,
right.
fragments,
exactly.
feelings,
right.
because it is
right.
the place where your soul exists.
Right.
That undying,
right.
unbounded light, and your soul is sleep on earth. Sleep
right.
but dreaming. They'll say that with Cthulhu, sleep but dreaming, knowing that your soul will rise again, and we're doing the work for the rise. And it's not a rise where, oh, my soul is here, but it's really just connecting back, and that connecting back is scraping away the bullshit. But we got to recognize how old we are. Like that
right.
explosion, we see explosion as momentarily, but they'll say this whole thing is one big explosion and one big crunch going back. And that's only one breath of Brahma, they'll say. And basically, Brahma is the same concept. You'll hear Brahma as the supreme deity, but you'll hear more about Shiva because Brahma is the unknowable, right? You know what I mean?
Right,
you would never know
don't talk
that.
Talk about Brahman, right? How could we go there and shit?
Right. It's the unknowable. It's
right,
and it's meant
right.
to be unknowable. It's purposely
exactly.
meant to be
exactly.
unknowable. Just
exactly.
named, but unknowable. That's in Kabbalah, the nothingness. And
right.
then that's Sirius as well.
Right.
You know, the
right.
concept, the ones who laid down the most concept of it probably was the Egyptians with the Osiris. But you still don't hear detail. Osiris is Sirius. So it's just that we know that motherfucker's dead and he's coming back. You get what I'm saying? And the clues are he's the Westerner. So, okay, we're in the West. Okay, so we're bringing the energy back. You know, Mayat will be established in the West and the da-da-da-da. So we know... In the end times, it happens in the West with the sunset and the rise. So the concept is when you start breaking all this down, you get more informational. You get what I'm saying? And then what you're really doing is just making these things logical. You know what I mean? You can give logical examples, but even church niggas know, I'm going to the sweet by and by. I'm going to I'm going to walk all over heaven and
right.
take me to the upper room. Right? Because what they're talking about is they don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
the real thing. You don't fucking know.
Right.
The concept Oh, you do, but what you do know is what you need to know, is that that's where the fuck you got to be. You get what I'm saying? And your soul is always guiding it. You know what I mean? So, you know, you can't really know more than I probably couldn't add no more than you can find out for yourself or that you already know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Besides that understanding, what I come to understand, I said, okay, you're not supposed to figure this bullshit out.
Right.
You know, yeah. Promise. Somebody wrote in the chat, like the promised land. You know, it's just a swing low, sweet chariot coming forth to carry me home. It's nothing but your soul. Your soul is the mothership. All those were to conceptualize the concept, and the concept is always about rising. You know what I'm saying? The kinetic motherfuckers. They just let you know. Falling down here, how the waters of noon turn into this, then the eight are God, and then the sun, Newt set, sun, this, and how it fell down here. A lot of detail is there. But then they'll talk about the realm of Osiris. You know what I'm saying? The coming of Osiris. They're just talking about everything going back into Ceres. Even in the Palladian thing, what they talk about, the Palladian stuff is old. And remember, what's the boy who did the original Star Wars? It'll probably come to me. They're both occultists, him and his wife. The original Star Trek.
Gene Roddenberry.
Roddenberry, occultist.
Right.
And a lot of that shit is from the Palladian shit. She talked about Barbara Hand Clow and
right.
that Amora Kuan Yin lady who did the Palladian agenda and the Palladian workbooks that I talk about. They talk about there's actually a galactic federation. And if you remember, Star Trek, they were working for the galactic federation, this
right.
collaborative
exactly.
group
right.
or overseers of worlds that
right.
come together
right.
and say, this is how we're going to rock. And then the ones who were outside of that were the Vulcans and the Romulans. They was the niggas saying fuck all of that bullshit. Oh, they
yeah.
represented the they represented the chaos realm.
The unknown.
Wow, the galactic.
Yeah,
right. Well, they always kind of show chaos as havoc, but they represented
yeah.
that primal energy that could
right.
not. But see, chaos is the opposite of creation. So the Galactic Federation was trying to put this in a form of creation. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And the Romulans and what represented chaos, and that's why they was all niggas.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so Palladian, once we started claiming we from Sirius, then these white people started saying we from Palladia. We
right.
were Palladians,
right.
which was all a fantasy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They
right.
have no
right.
cosmic origin. They
right.
were born here,
yeah.
made out of your DNA. Now, the question becomes, can they get one? That, you know, me, like I said, about the transformation, that's their problem, that's on them, and I'll do one better. I don't care. My eyes is going to the promised land. You get what I'm saying? So there is, see, once we've been duped into believing that these white folks are our opposites. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
we come from Sirius,
right.
they got to come from somewhere. No, they come from a cave. On planet
they come
Earth,
from us.
It's right from us. You know what I mean? From our DNA and from our from our cloning techniques. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, so it's not Palladius is us. It was proven hands down by
right.
Ella Fitzgerald. Told me that's where
oh, yeah.
I knew her from. And it's
oh,
interesting
yeah.
you say that fire sign because she showed me. I don't know if I said it like a Vesica Pisces with
mm.
her and Louis Armstrong in that shit together.
Oh, yeah.
That. Burned
oh, yeah.
my ass up all fucking night.
Mm.
So, yes,
mm.
that fire was there. So yeah, I mean, you know, that whole, now I'll do you one better, though. When my pops died, when he came through, he said that Galactic Federation shit is real. But it ain't necessarily a rule book to get the universe in order. You know, it's not a police unit. It's a discovery.
Yeah, right.
You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you travel through the real black hole, a vagina. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A vagina. Ain't no spaceship. You know what I'm saying? If there
right.
is, all you've seen is the technology of somebody, some other thing that's like what we call the white man here doing it
right.
physically. And,
right.
and perhaps, you know, as above, so below. But primarily, how we travel, we don't travel through bending space
no
and time through a black hole. We
yeah,
drive through
shit.
Right. Our machine is the human body. that renews itself through regeneration, and we our soul is what's traveling to do whatever work we came to do on the planet. So that is, my pop showed me and him knew each other from and he didn't call it the Galactic Federation. He just made me know it is something like that. You get what I'm saying? You know, and I was like, oh, okay. He said, yeah, I came, that my assignment was to be your father. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And you know, and I'm sure I inspired him in some way. So the as his son, so our union together is our work, and it's all about learning.
Exactly. Right.
Because at
exactly.
the end of the day, that's all. This is experience that we are learning. You get what I'm saying? So that so-called Galactic Federation isn't. See, they have a war mind. So that's why Star Wars. It's the Federation against the Romulans and the Kleons and all the rest of that kind of shit. That's
rebel.
Their war mind mentality with that. You know what I mean? That's a young mind. So ours wasn't that. Ours was expeditions to learn. They first said in this life to seek out new planets, new civilizations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was to become, it's to become in that new civilization to experience, move on, blah, 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 blah. So I mean, that's the concept. I mean, I'm sure there's books that tell you more detail with Sirius, its name and Orion's belt turns like this and turns like that. But when you really sit down and listen and read all of that shit, you're going to like, I just know a lot of new names, you know what I'm saying,
exactly,
and new concept. But
you're
I don't feel like, oh, yeah, I remember doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I remember doing that on Sirius, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, the concept is enough for our humanity to be able to know what we need to be doing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Pallades is also an ancient world. I've seen it, Ella. And if you didn't hear the show on Friday, please listen to that.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And that's all I know you heard it, just saying.
Oh yeah.
And you know, so yeah, you know, that's the best I've seen on series, just concepts. What the mythology is telling, it's always that eyes on the prize and your soul and rising to this place. And it's the center of the universe. Now some because you going on for days. I heard there's even another black hole in the Sirius sun that goes someplace else.
Yeah.
So you go crazy, you know what I'm saying?
right.
You know, really trying to do that, you know what I mean? You really would go crazy, you know what I mean?
Right.
So the idea is, you know, go with your emotions. A lot of I would say this, though. You at least, if Sirius goes someplace else, y'all niggas need to get to Sirius first, though. You know what I'm saying? The realm of Osiris.
Right.
You know, we need to at least get there first and say, okay, we got more shit to do. But the idea is you're getting to that place of rest, of peace. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, I'm sure that, you know, is more than enough.
Right on.
Thank you so much for calling in. So it was definitely good. To hear from you, voice of the drum. I'm sure we'll be speaking again soon. Peace and blessings.
Yeah, y'all keep the fire moving.
All right, bro.
Peace.
Somebody asked, what about Andromeda? Those are just different star systems. This one is called the Milky Way because it's defined by the planets that revolve around the star that's here, which is the sun. So the suns that we can see and see that there's life or revolution around them, and they can only tell the revolution and how much it revolves. They can't see any other planets, but they can see the star turns darker at a certain time, just like the Earth would pass over somebody else's telescope because it's going around the sun, and they could tell by how many in the orbit. So they could speculate that this star has this amount of planet, this and that. So Andromeda is just another one. Pallades, these are just neighboring star systems in our constellations. Pallades is in the constellation of Taurus. So and there's brothers who talk about we used to be able to transform and come down here all day and all night to different planets. And what we're talking about is a degrading of the whole system coming down, 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 down. So now we're at the point where we've been here for so long that now the party's over. Now the party's over. Yes, I cannot type in the room, people, but that Panic 663 is me, but it's letting me in as a guest for the last few weeks. And I'm signed in, and it won't let me in as myself. So, yes, that is me.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, and I can't answer anybody. So if I've seen people sending me whispers and all of that.
But yeah,
what you need to do if you have something to get at me, and I've already told you my policy, panicpack@hotmail.com. Email me there. The worst thing I could do is say, oh, I'm not answering that. Get a reading. That's the worst thing I could do. So yeah, what's up, Ogun? I see you. And a man can do. All right, how much time we got? I'm gonna try to get one more.
Yes,
I know I'm
yes,
one. Oh, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back soon because this shit is never enough.
Never enough.
Right.
We're gonna keep going to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Yes,
y'all hear me?
This
is Ursula my aunt calling in from the Air Temple up here in Cleveland, Ohio, the Northern Air Temple, I should say. What's going on with y'all up there?
Hey, how you doing from the
I kind of got a feeling about what I'm gonna ask you, but I just need a second opinion. Like last week, Monday and Wednesday, Monday it was a dead bird, and I gotta tell y'all, this is cats that be up underneath my car. And all around my house at nighttime. The daytime, they don't be around. My sucker is verified is. So the first bird was found Monday, and it was like 8 hours. I actually see the bird's brain, okay? And it was, you know, and I picked it up. And I'm wondering if I should do a ceremonial for these birds. But then Wednesday, another bird was dropped off at my back door. And it was a robin redbreast. The one that was ate up was a robin redbreast. And the one that was slightly mutated was a sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to get an idea of, I'm really going to do a ceremonial burial for these birds, you know, because
that's a good idea.
It ain't their fault they came back.
You said the birds just fell or did the cat get them?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They looked like they was mutated. They was easy.
Like
I flip it over on one side, it was totally empty, the brain. And the second one, the sparrow wasn't as mutated as the rabbit redbreast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have an opinion on it. I think
and I want to
stuff
hear
like
something.
That. Okay, stuff like that to me I find to be great because the energy, let's just say even if the cats did or if they fell out the sky, landed at your door. And you are clever enough to be able to take that energy and then make whatever you decide. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
As opposed to, like, you know, they'll say that thing is written in the sand, a black bird come in your house, somebody going to die. Okay, maybe that is, maybe, because I've seen that work. But what I did notice, well, I'll tell you about a channel that I got. We were dealing with which king was this? A China king, was me and Bobby. And it was a big deal, big channel, a big whole bunch of shit that was happening. It was, oh, wow, ooh, and ooh, oh, yeah, and that. It was me, him, and Linda. Long story short, there was a Siamese cat that came and just died in front of his doorstep. And immediately I said, oh, that was symbolic of that, the Shang Emperor from China. I said, that was symbolic of him laying his sword down for you. You get what I'm saying? Because the channel was with me at the time. I said, so in other words, it was giving you that energy. So, of course, everybody knows the robin is Isis. And the hawk, sometimes they'll put that to the goddess. But I think this is something that you can take that energy. Like, it gave up his life and basically said, well, what you want to do? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it makes sense that it's not so defined for you because you're clever enough to define it yourself, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? And I think that's really key because if you're dealing with, let's just say, some horror stuff or something to do with the color red or something to do, you know, that bird's eye view is the third eye or there's so many symbologies in a bird, I think that spirit of that bird is going to tell you what it came and gave you the energy for, you know what I mean? Both of them. So, and because you're clever enough to direct the energy, you know, I think this one is on you, you know.
Okay, that's not what I wanted to hear. Now, I just need a second.
I'll tell you this about cats. Now, what you'll find about cats is cats will go out when they honor you, they will go out and kill things and bring them back to you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
I have a cat now, and at first I was like, why is this cat bringing me parts of the rabbit? Remember the ODB show? I had rabbits. Oh, he took all them rabbits out and was like, here you go. He's bringing them. And at first I was like, well, what's up with this cat? Because the cat showed up right after I did the show of the Sisters of Transformation, that channel. A black cat showed up. Then another one showed up. So now I have two of them. But they will bring birds. They'll bring things to you when they honor you. When they're telling you.
And they be all up underneath my car. They be all up underneath my car. All up underneath. I got a built-in porch. They be up underneath my car. One cat got up underneath there and was howling so loud, the neighbor came out. I said, and I told my neighbor, I said, leave that damn cat alone. It's up underneath my porch. Let it howl. You know, it's howling and everything. That was a couple of years ago. But now it's like they come around at nighttime. In the daytime, I sit out here on my porch. I may see one or two, but then when nighttime comes, it's like you can drive up in my driveway and see about four cats up underneath my car.
Anybody will tell you that.
I just wanted to get a second opinion because I already know what I need to do for them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lou. Thank you very much. I'm
yes,
going to be right away that other people can hold y'all. But signing out from the air temple up here in Northern America.
Feeling the breeze. Feeling the breeze.
Love. All right. Steve, so that's just the earth and my yacht. We're going to continue to go on to the next caller. It looks like calling in, let me see, from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from Arkansas.
Okay, greetings, Karen.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
All right, how you feel?
My question is, I know it's on the physical realm of things, but as far as either diet or physical activity with our body, is that a factor with doing the magical thing?
I'll tell you this: if you eat abusively, then your body's going to be more involved in that, and you want to be in a place of calm. So really, if you can eat ribs in a place of calm, you could do magic. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Every single thing has a spirit. And I'm sure you've met some rib-eating Negroes in your life, and they are better for it because they created an entity that they actually feed within themselves, ribs. So, of course, pig has a frequency or whatever. So in other words, you're not going to be more magical based upon your diet. But if your diet is taxing you, then you will be less magical. You get what I'm saying? If you know sodas make you feel a certain way, then, you know, leave them alone. Your diet is your human choice. And this is what I always say, vegetables are not the key to enlightenment.
Okay.
Can they help? If you make up your mind that they will, then they will. If you make up your mind that eating peanut butter every day, you know, there was dudes losing weight on the all-cabbage diet at one point in the 80s. So, I mean, a lot of it is about making up your mind, you know what I mean, making up your mind. Of course, these fake foods out here is going to tax your melanin. You're going to be doing a lot of your energy is going to be going to getting well and stabilizing yourself, homeostasis and balance, so it just takes energy from what you're doing. So it just makes some more sense if you eat a certain kind of way. Also, if you eat a certain kind of dish, you may tap into some spiritual thing. That's the other side. Even there was a guy who came on here, Lon-Milo Duquette, said he eats his wife's casserole and he astral travels. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that. There's people who tell me each time I eat that fried chicken, nigga, my dreams are something else. It does have an impact. There's certain foods I eat, and the dreams will be a certain way. So we can't. I know it does have an impact on dreaming, and that type of thing. Your magic, using your mind to get something. That's where it's from. Your mind, calisthenics. So it's not really from your body. Your body, if it's sick, is going to interrupt.
Okay.
And ultimately, what I do recommend is have an alkaline system. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When an alkaline system for black people is much more electric. And anything you do, that psychic energy is based upon that alkaline system as well, the nerves being able to communicate better. So what you definitely need to do is alkaline. You know, that spirulina, that green vibrance I've been using is real good. It's the same powdered thing you mix with water. It doesn't taste bad. It's about $40 at Whole Foods, green vibrance. It's got a whole load of all the kind of shit, you know, kelp seaweed and all the rest of that shit. Do a lot of that. It's a probiotic drink. And that kind of stuff is the thing. But if you eat broccoli, you ain't going to be a better magician than somebody who eats a rib if it's interrupting, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Much love to both of y'all.
Same
blessings. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to continue right now. We have 23 minutes left to go in the form here. Chatting and chilling with Brother Panic. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 504. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Brother Panic. This is Miss Melly from the chat room. How y'all doing? I wanted to know if Brother Panic would go into a little bit about, like, the sexual magic. Like, I was studying the lecture that Bobby did, erotic dreams from the underworld or something like that, and he was breaking down, like, okay, when the man, you know, go down on the woman or whatever, and he was talking about the juices and all that stuff, and how it's a certain, like, the G-spot or whatever, when you reach that certain spot, if the man can keep it up long enough to get the woman to get to that spot or whatever, you know, how that's like opening up vortexes and stuff, and I understand the whole, you know, getting to that point, but when you doing like the magical part of that, like, okay, should you be trying to do like visualizations when you're going into that point?
Exactly.
You know? Okay.
The idea is you're having sex not just for the sake of your genitals now.
Right.
So the best person is someone you, of course, you're in love with, because you start dealing with the heart energy, right? The sexual energy is in the sacral chakra, but that's just sexual. If it's in the heart chakra, it becomes creation. You get what I'm saying? When it's in the throat chakra, it actually becomes creation. That's where you get all the I love yous and the sweet words and all the rest of that shit, through the heart. You got to love a person for it to be genuine. So that's always the best. But you still could focus on somebody who you're fond of, if you will, because what you're doing is creating energy. One of the most powerful energies is the masculine and feminine coming together as one in the androgynous state. So the idea is everything you're trying to create magically, you're trying to do with your will. But your will becomes stronger if a guy is in the room, because that yang part is now connected. So if you're thinking of something, it becomes more powerful while you're in that state. So if you get the guy to think on the same level, y'all say, look, we need a new car, and I know it's material shit, or some magical, we want to go to the next level. Y'all go in with that intention, and the woman is a gateway. So you're going deeper into those gateways. So when Bobby was talking about getting her in these states of orgasmic, you're just reaching farther out in the universe through her black hole. But the Lima talk about the penis is actually just a key that unlocks all of these realities through her vagina. We know that we bring another human through her vagina to this reality through her vagina. So we could birth anything that we can even imagine through her vagina. The idea is to get her in these deep orgasmic states while you try to keep your focus. So the idea is just putting the feminine energy in that position in focus. So that's why the guy has to hold his sperm or his nut, because what you're doing is, in most of those exercises, about just like you flex the PC muscles, bringing the energy up. So what it is you're creating is not just in the lower area. You know what I mean? That, you know, why do you think they make all that music, bend your ass over all the time?
trying to keep you in that lower self to create nothing but monsters around here and not have a more pristine thing. Hilton Hotema was an old writer. You could barely find his books. You'll find it in pamphlets. And he breaks down the 144 save. And it's just a process of cultivating your sperm for a certain amount of time. And then the 144 of your thousand of your sperm become the save and become the Christ energy. And then when you get someone pregnant, then you could actually have a Christ baby. So if you wanted to create a Jesus, you would cultivate the sperm, which is brain fluid. If you wanted to create a Malcolm X, a poet, a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker, you were able to do that by cultivating the sperm, getting the woman in that state of on the same page, in a state of that that orgasmic level, and it probably was different levels for different such and such different people you want to bring, and then she would bring forth that seed, if you will. So for sex magic, it's best to be with someone you love because you can let go, be more honest, and be more true. But if you're just doing it with somebody, just focus. You know what I mean? There's also another one Bobby did, Sexual Kung Fu, which is excellent, and it's on YouTube. I put it up on my channel, which is youtube.com/occultlectures with an S. So go there or just email me at panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll send you the links and I'll send you my YouTube page, which is another layer, a more updated layer of that sexual, tantric sexual thing. Also look for Brother Aleem. He does a lot on sex magic. And I don't know how much Wayne Chandler has out, but Wayne Chandler is actually a master in this area. So there's a lot of information, but yes, you – The whole idea is you focusing and you know it's hard to focus. It sounds easier said than done. It's hard to focus when you're doing that. You focusing on stroke technique and all the rest of that before you focusing on some goddamn new bubblegum shoes for your ritual. You know what I mean?
When we found that out, it was like, you know, I am with somebody that I love, you know, so that was awesome to us. You know, we took that, you know, and started practicing right away. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we was working on, but like one time I was like, well, maybe we should speak what we want while we do it.
Right.
Like, okay,
should we
together and like have a defined thing what we want to do before we do it or during it?
Yep.
Like,
both.
Okay.
Say, look, we want to paint our car green and all of that shit.
Right.
One of the things, you know, and y'all say, all right, we going for green. Be specific.
Right.
Make up a chant. I'll tell you real quick how to make up a chant, which I've talked about before. Make a sentence. We want a green car. And you drop all the vowels. And then you drop all the double letters. And whatever's left, you mix them up, and it'll sound incoherent. You'll be saying, oom, nom, nom, nee, nom, rom, doom. But your subconscious mind would know what that means. Y'all say this chant, and it will work. That's how you make a chant. You don't want to say, I want a green car, I want a green car, because it's talking to the conscious mind. You want to say, I want a green car. That's our line. Remember, drop all the vowels, drop all the double consonants, and mix it up to make it something that's like, nyah, 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 just something crazy. And it speaks directly to the subconscious mind. One of the things y'all could do that I found to be very powerful is breathe each other's breath. Very powerful. Y'all then create that yin-yang force and try to keep eye contact. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Try to keep eye contact. And because remember, I do the windows to the soul, so all that energy is being raised up. But you are absolutely on point. Y'all must be some tantric folks because you are already – you were already on it. Yeah, make something before it. That's the goal. Yeah. That's what you do during. And then then the laws of attraction afterwards. Just, you know, if you don't want a green car, start putting up pictures of green cars and shit up. Go to the lot, look at green cars, and buy a green leather jacket. You know, all of that stuff. But breathe each other's breath. That's one of the most powerful connections that you can do. You know what I'm saying?
But
gargle first. You know, you may want to gargle.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Get
Thank
your gargle
you.
On. You know what I mean? But yeah, y'all
we
on it. That's
do.
It.
We keep it clean, so you
that's
know,
what's
that's
up.
Cool.
That's
thank
what's
you.
Up.
Thank you for that
that's
information.
What's up. And,
that.
Yes, no problem, sis. And just remember, pure thoughts and come from a place of the heart. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. y'all just be clear. Discuss the whole thing. Discuss the whole process, and don't get stuck there. If something comes to your mind, like this already came to your mind, you not only should you do it. That should be the only thing you should do, because your union is telling you how to get it done. You get what I'm saying? So
okay,
you can start by the book, but then go beyond the book. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need to get, if y'all need to incorporate fish sticks,
do with that too.
Say that again.
Does the phase of the moon have something to do with that too? Like
I mean, you can incorporate it. The phase of the moon is quite simple: waning and waxing. One is gaining, one is losing light. So if you're trying to get rid of something, do it when the moon is losing light, when it's waning. When it's waxing, that means it's gaining light. So you could do it when it's gaining light. Full moon, if you're trying to keep something, do it during the full moon phase. And each of these phases are 7 days, not just on the first day. During the dark moon, you're trying to keep something hidden, something away, lock yourself, you know what I'm saying? Do it during the dark moon phase. Now, for me, this is what I do recommend. I start with the moon phases, but then try to get out of the moon phases. And only when you're ready. Start with it so you can feel that rhythm. But remember, that's still about the circles of time. And ultimately, as a chaos being, you want to eventually go beyond the circles of time. And of course, when I started, like, the moon's doing this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to like this on this day and that day. Then after a while, you're like, fuck that shit, I need it now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I need it now. So I mean, it's good to play and I would say experiment with the moon and time and all the rest of that. But the idea is not to be stuck in that. Use it as an experiment, then go beyond phases and all that. But first start with it. There's nothing wrong with starting with it, but eventually go beyond the phases. You get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
But I'll do you one better. If something is telling you to deal with the moon phases, don't listen to me. Listen to your spirit before you listen to anybody else. So if something's telling you to deal with the moon phases, then go ahead and deal with it. You get what I'm saying? I'm only telling you the concept. But if something's telling you to do that, you need to do that now. Maybe the moon is trying to communicate and give you what you want. So that may be the case as well. You get what I'm saying? Ultimately,
yeah.
You got to trust your own instinct and spirit in any of this that you do. You know what I mean? So that's the key. And it seems like you have a lot of ideas about it. Those should reign supreme. You know what I mean? Reign supreme. So go with a lot of your ideas. That's what's going to work the best and the quickest. All right?
Thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem. Good luck in all you do.
Yes, yes. Well, let me know when we have a remix, baby.
Yeah.
All right. I want to let everybody know we have 11 minutes left to go in the form here. We're chatting and chilling, of course, with Brother Panic. And also want to let you guys know, if you want to reach out to Brother Bobby Hymid for any of those DVDs, picture packets, and more, you can reach Brother Bobby Hymid at 678-358-1055. Now, the phone lines are still open, 646-652-2711. So we're going to keep going. If you're on the phone line, of course, you'll hear the end of the show. If you're not, then you can always download. So you can get it on iTunes right here on The Remix, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and you can pick it up as well. So now we're going to go to the next caller. We're ready.
Yeah, let me say this too, Blue, before we get off the chat, and we'll continue on the phone. I'm going to come back sooner than later to The Remix to answer more questions because that's what the answers take. You know what I'm saying? Takes a long time. But I will urge this for all the people on Facebook, email me questions in advance. If you could do that, say, look, I always put up an event and I'll say, email me here. So if I take 10 questions here, that needs some shit, boom, I can go through those quick because they're not on the spot. And I usually do that. And then that usually will set off the show. So do that. And y'all been doing a great job. Just if y'all want to friend me on Facebook, just send me that email. Hey, Brother Panic. Just so you know, I know you know it's me. and then we could, and then we could, you know, I'll fend off. And that's Panic Demonium on Facebook, and y'all could also get at me there.
Okay, beautiful. I want to bring these two up because I got two emails from our last show on Friday about some of the things that you were talking about, and I'll speak on them and let you kind of speak to them. Sharon from the UK said Friday night she didn't get a chance to catch the show, but she went back and was listening to it Saturday night, and she was taking a bath, and how she was taking the bath is she actually took the herb pack that you gave her, and she actually put it in her bath and mixed it with salt.
Wow.
So she was taking a bath. She said while she was relaxing and chilling in the bath, it got to the part where the monkey chant started coming on. Next thing she know, a couple of houses down, her neighbors, all of a sudden, she hears this large commotion going on, fireworks, all kinds of crazy stuff. Sounded like fireworks. She said she didn't know what it was. It lasted about 5 minutes, then everything got completely calm, and she was in a state of peace. And she was saying, she wondered, the monkey chant, soon as it kicked off, about a minute into the monkey chant, the chaos happened.
Right. And we talked about on Friday's show, because I know everybody's in the chat room, you got to download, because we usually get an hour later on the phone. We need to say that. Usually there's a whole hour after the chat room closes, so you got to download. Even if you was there, you're missing a whole bunch of action. I started talking about the Monkey King. I'm going to do a show on the Monkey King and the monkey energy. And the monkeys represent the chaos realm. The Monkey King is the dominant monkey who does not do shit. So it's about mastering the chaos realm. And I'll explain all that symbology, what that means. I had a little monkey half-brother who just passed. I broke all that down. You can go back in here Friday. So when she was listening to that, and then Blue played the monkey chant, what she was seeing was that chaos realm. So that energy is here, too. When I do the Monkey King show, I'm going to get the channels and see what's happening a little bit more specifically. You get what I'm saying? There's more than one. Hanneman is a Monkey King, but there's a few Monkey Kings. So I'm going to go through a whole heap of those. You know what I mean? So that's tight.
Yes, here's the other brother. He emailed me. This is Terry from Seattle. Terry said what happened is the night, he didn't know the show was on Friday night, but what happened is he was walking home like he normally does. All of a sudden, he walks past a group of Asian boys. They look like some Asian boys. They had been drinking, and so they were clearly intoxicated. As soon as he walked past them, they started making noises, saying, "Hey, you monkey," and making monkey noises, throwing their hands up, jumping up and down, making sounds. He said immediately he sort of kind of turned around and faced them and was like, "I know you. Are y'all talking to me?" And he said that they kind of got scared because, again, these were just some young kids who was just drunk and they were clowning around. He said it kind of bothered him a little bit because he always walks the streets, you know, nothing like that had never happened, particularly somebody calling him a monkey. He said he was kind of disturbed, but then he got home, he cut on the remix, and he heard us talking about the monkey.
The Monkey King, right. That energy is here. And this, they got a monkey movie coming out in a couple of weeks, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, that's
right.
I forgot
about that shit.
Yeah.
Right, they're doing Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So that monkey energy is up in this piece.
Yes. So
Terry wrote that. That's the energy. You know they was trying to clown his ass. They would have got an 8 beating that night. You know what I mean?
He said this is how he perceives an insult turned out to be answers for him.
Turned out to be the ultimate compliment. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Turned out to be the ultimate compliment. That's righteous. That's very righteous. That means that energy is here. That means that energy is here. And like I said, go back Friday where I was talking about I had a stepbrother who was the motherfucker. This nigga was the ultimate monkey king. And I got this statue, this monkey statue. I'll take a picture of it, put it up around the time I do African joint. This shit yelled at my ass. Like, yo, look, you know what I'm saying? You need to take my ass home. You know what I'm saying? And you know you don't want to pay no extra money when you just came out of Whole Foods and shit. This should be looking. Y'all should be looking like, well, damn, man, is anybody buying any herb packs this week? You know, you be on that shit. But I had to take this nigga home. Nigga's home now, And then I realized, because I found out a couple of weeks, that he had made that transition. And this nigga, I'm going to try to, I don't know if I can get a picture of this nigga. Try to get a picture, but all that energy is there. And now they got the Rise of the Planet of the Apes. I probably should do it after I see that movie so I can break all that shit down. That's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait to the movie. I'm going to decode the movie and do the Monkey King show. So that's what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
I want to hear that. Yeah, because that's confirmation. Definitely the energy is here. Two people didn't hear the show. They talked to them, and then the confirmation came.
With Terry. That's actually deep. Because naturally, I'm sure Terry's instinct was to choke these niggas.
And
they drunk too. That's an easy win. You know what I'm saying? You don't even got to tell nobody. You just slide them up under the car. But then to go home, to hear the show, that's a spiritual confirmation. That's that energy rising. And they say with Hanneman on your side, you cannot lose. You know what I'm saying? What's his name did a show, did a movie, Jackie Chan and the other boy. Jackie Chan and Lee, the other Lee, the new one that was in Jet Li, where he was the Monkey King. You get what I'm saying? Straight up chaos with that stick. So yeah, you know what I mean. I'm gonna make that some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. Well, we're gonna keep going, everyone. For all of you out there listening, we have 2 minutes to go. We're gonna keep rolling. We want to wish you peace and love. You can definitely get at Brother Panic. You know how to reach him. Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. You can hit him up on Facebook. You can go to his YouTube page, which is Occult Lectures with an S, and you can find all the great information there as well, too. You know how to reach me. We know how to reach each other. We're going to keep going. Don't forget to download this show. This is one to keep, as with all of the remix shows. So we're going to keep moving to everyone. Peace and love. We're going to go to the call lines and go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 770. You're live in a remix. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how y'all doing? I go by Haru or whatever. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
What's up, bro?
What's good, man? Chilling. Yo, a question, and I just want to tell you something, too, just before you could, like, give me some clarification, but it's not this serious. But when I was a little kid or whatever, I used to wake up and see, like, shadows standing over me and shit like that. It used to be very intense for me. And lately I've been, you know, kind of using shrooms as a form of magical formula or whatever in my magic, whatnot. And I've been going out to the Chattahoochee River lately, just going out in the woods, doing, you know, whatever type movements I want to do, just tapping into my pan energy or that animal instinct, you know, and the shadows kind of increase. So
right.
Me
so
and my wife.
You're starting to open up your pineal again. You're starting to open up your pineal. Now, that's exactly what the herb pack is for, because a lot of people wouldn't take mushrooms.
No,
you know
I was using your herb pack at the same time with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes a little bit some sense. But the mushrooms would do it too. But it's got to be your mentality toward that. You get what I'm saying? So, okay, that makes it. Your pineal is starting to open. It's simple as that. What happens is when you come, if you remember, I don't know if you were here Friday, when you come on Earth, your pineal is pretty much big because it's working with the pituitary to help you grow. Then it kind of slows down. Then during puberty, it does it again for that little growth spurt, and then it kind of shuts down and starts to calcify. So because you're not really doing nothing, so it atrophies like you was in a coma. So the herb pack is the simple, easy way to start waking it up. It's like calisthenics or medicine to wake it up. Shrooms, peyote, and all the rest of that does that, but usually that'll give people too much of a profound experience to go to work on Monday type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you could take that and willing to take that, then that'll do it too. You'll get a lot of experiences and perhaps anything natural. Like if you take an ecstasy for it, that you'll get an experience, but you don't want to be on something like that long term that was created. You get what I'm saying? And you probably don't want to be on mushrooms or any of that long term. And even the herb pack, you won't need to be that on long term. Because the whole idea is once the herb pack shows you your power, you then start to work on it. So you can